Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. The Reds dropped the opener of their series with the Phillies 4-1 last night. Eugenio Suarez provided the lone run with a solo homer while Andrew Abbott turned in six innings, allowing three runs. Cincy looks to even the series tonight at 7-10 with Chase Burns getting the start. Up in Cleveland, the Guardians also came up short yesterday, falling 3-1 to the Twins. Rhys Hoskins accounted for Cleveland's only run with a solo blast, while rookie Chase DeLotta recorded two of the club's three hits. The Guards try to bounce back tonight at 7:40 as Slade Ciccone takes the mound against Minnesota's Connor Prelip. At the FIFA World Cup today, France faces Morocco in a quarterfinal matchup at 4 o'clock from Gillette Stadium. And this update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Warmer weather, more time outside, summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How are you?
Good, clean Wednesday. I'm terrific.
I'm looking forward to reading some of the emails from our friends out there. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. Anything you want to ask, and we can also play the game that we like to call... Reimer, you ever hear of the emails?
You ever use electronic mail there, Reimer?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
What about Gmail? You a Gmail guy?
I actually have both Gmail and Yahoo.
You ever have a Hotmail account, Reimer?
No, nope, I haven't.
What about a Lycos? No?
No.
What's your browser of choice?
Chrome.
Chrome?
Yeah.
You ever hear the Netscape?
You ever use an Internet Explorer from Microsoft?
I have, yes.
All right.
What did the AOL used to say to you when you got email?
What do you mean?
AOL,
I mean,
there was a big thing. It was big in pop culture. AOL would tell you something when you had mail.
A movie named after it.
I don't think I had anything.
You ever heard of Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
What about Meg Ryan? You ever hear of her?
No.
No. Meg Ryan?
No. She's a...
He didn't know that movie. Space.
They say you got
We're
mail.
We're three minutes dirty into mail. The show. Where here we go.
You got mail.
Dirty mail.
How you doing, Reimer?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, it's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran at 3:30 today. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. No World Cup today. I don't like that. Should be every single... Not according to Isaiah.
Not if you're listening to our update.
No, Isaiah says 4 o'clock.
But we do have a World Cup today, yeah.
That's tomorrow. At 4 o'clock, France and Morocco. But I like the World Cup every single day. I don't like this.
Yeah, that's been fun. And I've enjoyed having some mid-afternoon action, too. That's been fun. You know, we talked about how much fun we had.
Oh, fun's the word of the day, isn't it? Fun. How many times can you say it?
Reimer, you like having fun?
Absolutely.
Looks like he's having fun right
he's
now,
a fun
doesn't he? He's a fun guy. He likes basketball. He likes to smile. Look at him.
You know, smiling. If you go to a pizzeria, you order yourself a fun guy, you know what you're probably going to get on the pizza, don't you?
What?
Mushrooms.
Come on, Reimer.
It's a fun guy.
Easy one.
I'm not a mushroom guy.
No, not a mushroom guy. Is it a texture thing or a taste thing?
I guess more texture, but a little bit of both.
Yeah, it's a little meaty, isn't it? got a meaty texture to it, but that's kind of what it is.
I mean, people like it. I enjoy mushrooms, so I don't have a problem with it. But like Bone doesn't like mushrooms. T-Bone, because he thinks they're slimy.
I'm neutral on a mushroom. Like I said, you put it in a good like Italian dish. I'm not picking the mushrooms out of there.
I make a mushroom risotto. I've heard. Would crap your pants.
I don't want to crap my pants.
My point is, like, that's if you're eating at a good.
We used to say this about like awful restaurants where
they should just cut a hole
in the middle of the chair because it runs through you so fast.
Not
you're
bad
just crapping
crap.
It out. No.
When we say in my family, "Oh man, it's so good, wear a diaper." that means it's so good you'll lose control of your bowels.
It's a gross term.
We've always done that though. My father does that.
I'm okay with some gross talk too.
My father
a little out there.
Called me this weekend, said, "Oh, I made some ribs." I said, "Oh, how were they?" He said, "Oh, put your diaper on."
All right, Dad.
That's what he says. It's like, man, they must have been some good ribs.
How's he doing? Is he smoking? Is he doing like the pellet smoker?
No,
has he got his own way?
The ironic part is that my dad thinks his ribs are good and they suck.
They're just oven baked. Is that it?
Yeah, they're pretty much oven
just
baked.
Just oven baked
and he'll
in the
finish
kitchen?
Them off on the grill.
Oh,
he's like, "Oh, these are good." And then he gets the cheap ones too. It's like eating shoe leather.
Does it make you wish you just had a tub of Lloyd's?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me some cheap pulled pork.
At least that goes down smooth.
Make that glob get stuck to the cellophane before you peel it off.
What's your success rate for Instagram ad purchases? Because I just made another one today. I got like 9 packages coming to the house every single day.
You know what? You always are getting me little knickknacks and trinkets. I feel like I'm falling behind. I actually saved one. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet because I actually just saved one. And I'm going to make a couple of purchases. I'll tell you it's in clothing. It would be a t-shirt. So it would be a t-shirt that you have coming your way. You know what?
Make sure you get a smaller size.
Doesn't make for good radio. It's got to do with Field of Dreams. Reimer, you ever heard of Field of Dreams?
Yes, I have.
You ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
Who's in it?
Kevin Costner's in it.
Okay, oh! I was going to say, name one actor. He got it.
Could you name a second?
Good for him.
No.
No, Ray Liotta from Reimer.
I miss Ray. I forgot he was dead.
Yeah, and Ray Liotta had that thing where he said he never watched it back.
He never watched any of his movies.
Oh, okay.
He just was that type of guy.
I know there's actors that don't like to do that. They can leave the work where it is. I find that a little bit odd. I feel like I would at least want to watch a project that I put my blood, sweat, and tears into at least one time to see how the finished product
looked. Well, don't you watch it at the premiere?
Right.
You're there.
Maybe he's not counting the premiere. I would assume Ray Liotta has been to premieres, but then he's just completely avoided it because that movie is just, it's near and dear to many people's hearts.
It's on
TV a ton.
Lisa Kudrow's like that with Friends.
Well, good, because she's not in anything good. Oh, like
with
not,
Friends.
Not with movies.
Friends is good.
Yes, Friends is good. Of course, Friends is good.
She said she just recently started watching the show back and she had never watched it before. Like even when the shows aired, she didn't watch them. She just did them. She filmed them. Then that was the end of that.
Now she's
watching them back and she says she's forgotten 90% of the plot.
Yeah.
And she finds herself just laughing at the show.
I like that. I kind of like that. Can you find that a little bit more easy to believe for an actor that was in a hit TV show that was sometimes doing 24 to 32 episodes a season?
Yeah, it's a lot of episodes.
You're living that. Like, you are ingrained into the storylines. I can kind of get how an actor on a hit show like that maybe wouldn't be watching the show as it came out. But if it's a movie and it becomes a world-famous movie, you might think that you would watch that over with friends or family or people that wanted to see it.
I don't think you could watch it with people, though.
No?
Well, wouldn't you second-guess yourself and your performance? I'm guessing.
I think you would always do that, but the finished product is the finished product.
And I understand.
Think once if it became heralded and it became famous, we wouldn't be watching it because, like, "Oh boy, Dad, you really sucked in this movie." You know, I don't think.
No, it's not about what other people would say to you. It's how you feel about yourself. As popular as these people are, I'm talking about the movie stars now. Reimer?
Yeah, Mike.
Who's your favorite movie star?
Sylvester Stallone.
Okay.
All right. He named a name. I'm just saying, I don't know if like...
Sly is probably insecure. He probably doesn't like to watch himself.
I'm thinking of like famous flicks, because I remember Steven Spielberg talked about this with Jaws. I'm thinking, you know, Roy Scheider. He's the main character, right? And would he watch that with family and friends and feel standoffish about how he did?
Maybe,
how,
because he's probably got role? Stories that we don't know about. Like, we look at the iconic scene where he's like, smile, you son of a bitch! Right? And we look at that.
You went with that one over the, we're going to need a bigger bow, and, which and is a more calm delivered
no,
line.
No, I don't care about
smile,
that.
Smile, you son of a bitch! He is great, though.
We look at that, Shaw. And we say, that's a fantastic line, but yeah. Maybe behind the scenes he's thinking, I had a better line, I pitched it to Steven
said, you know,
and he didn't want to use it. You know, actually the line was, smile, you fat cow, and he didn't want to use it, and maybe he thought the movie was ruined because he didn't say, smile, you fat cow.
So what was the line again? Now I'm stuck on fat cow. What was the original line?
Wasn't it, smile, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, son of a bitch, pretty good.
No,
it's tough to beat a good.
I know.
It's tough to beat that. I don't know if there's another one that you'd be going for.
Probably the right call, but there's things going on behind the scenes, almost things that weren't said, a shot that wasn't taken. Maybe he thought the third shot was better than the fifth shot that they ultimately took for the scene.
I know.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's hard for you to sit and really just enjoy the movie because you've got this whole other thing going on in your head. Like you and I, we can't listen to the show. Actually,
fish,
true story.
Fish, yeah, true. There's actually a true story to this. We haven't done this a ton with Fish recently, but you're supposed to do this periodically.
With Fishy, and Fishy did a little air check during the meeting today, which has not happened to us in a long time.
You're supposed to air check, though, to listen to bits and pieces to see how things went over and what you would have done differently.
My point is, we're sitting there, we're listening to a segment of the show that we did yesterday, talking about Colonel Lingus. And
Colonel Lingus,
sure,
who works at Aer Lingus.
We're listening.
He's in the
to
family
this,
that started the airline,
and Fishy's laughing, and you know we're sort of chuckling, but it's painful. It's painful to sit there and listen to it because in my mind the entire time I'm thinking, oh man, I should have said this. Oh, this is a better line. This would have been funnier. You don't think the actors think that when they watch back the movie?
Any artist is going to do that to an extent, but this is the same. We can do this with anything. I maybe bleed the other way when we talk about athletes who tell themselves, like, I have to tell myself that I'm the best in the world at my position when I go out there to do what I do. Even though, you know, you're clearly not. There's to be the best in the world. There's a lot of athletes out there, even in the top leagues in the world. You know, you're not the greatest to ever play. All you need to really do is go out there and do the absolute best you can do. Play your game, do your role, and then live
with
that.
You're thinking too logically.
There's balance. There's balance to that. I can do a scene, I could do a movie, a show, whatever, and still at the end of the day, be somewhat happy with that, even though I might have tinkered some things if I got another chance.
But you don't know that. You've never done it. You're not an actor. You have no idea. And at the end of the day...
I'm certified thespian.
No, you're not at all.
Check the record.
Especially when it comes to... like the screen actors, where ultimately they have no control over the final product, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're almost like a wide receiver in the NFL. You wonder why these guys are divas, because they are directly
beholden to what the quarterback's going to do in a game.
That's right. Yeah. That's the word that I'm looking for.
And the coach.
And you can run the best route, and you can be wide open, but ultimately you don't get the ball. You know, you can read a script and say, man, this script is awesome. I can play the hell out of this guy. And then you get on the set, and the director has all these other ideas.
Right.
And the movie goes in a different direction. You don't really like it, but you can't do anything about it. You're paid to do a job. And that's why I think it's difficult for these guys to go back and watch their work, because they have an idea of what it should be.
Same thing with sports, too, where you think that you're not in the right position. If you're not getting cast in the roles that you think where you would do the best at, and you got to sit there and live with having less lines or not getting that, you know, supporting actor or supporting actress gig, and you're in maybe in that third or fourth slot, and you're like, I'm missing some of what could make this character better.
Absolutely.
I can do it better, but you're not getting that shot.
All right, I got some college football news for you coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is an accident northbound on the east outer belt collector lanes over at Main Street. Left lane blocked off. Emergency crews there on scene. And a disabled vehicle blocking the end of the Bryce Road ramp onto I-70. Traffic, though, still able to make that merge. This report is sponsored by Witz Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when Witz, it's Witz time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witz Frozen Custard today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Colin Mann here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll keep that mix of sun and clouds going for the rest of the day. It's a warm one out there with highs in the upper 80s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 70s. Then for your Thursday, partly sunny skies once again. There may be a few showers and storms out there later on. Otherwise warm, upper 80s. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy, give me a number.
3.
Call number 3, 614-821-9710. Gets a family four-pack of tickets to the Good Guys 28th Summit Racing Nationals, July 10th through the 12th. At the Ohio Expo Center. Check out over 6,000 of the country's coolest hot rods, muscle cars, trick cars, customs, and more. Passes are good for one day. Get details, vehicle registration, and ticket info at goodguys.com. Hey, hop in the YouTube chat. I just popped in there.
How we doing?
Let me see what's going on.
You turn one of those comments into a good, clean Wednesday topic.
Looks like Cass changed her hair color.
So, like, she also upgraded her avatar, we call that, right?
It looks like. I mean, it's small, but she's commenting on her hair color. I assume it's blonde. I mean, the avatar is small, but I like it, Cass.
Sounds nice.
What else is going on? Nothing of interest.
All right, good. Thanks for checking in.
I'll check in later on.
We'll see you guys again in another 6 months.
Throw some more juicy gossip in the chat and we'll get to it. That's all. Right. Hey, I got some college football news for you. It's actually low-key the start of the college football season. Did you know that?
I think I did. I think I know where you're going, because if you start this week, we are in like media day row.
That's
We've
right.
Got
so
this
the
week
Big 12,
and then every other week after this now.
The Big 12 mm-hmm. is the first conference. They started their media days in Frisco, Texas yesterday. They go yesterday and today. Then next week, it's the ACC media days in Charlotte. Week after that, SEC media days in Tampa. And then, of course, the champs have to go last, right?
Oh, save the best for last.
Big Ten media days in Chicago, and Ohio State's going to do all their media stuff on Tuesday, July 29th. So we're in it now. And then as soon as the media days are over, then we'll get into camp, and then the games will start. And, Timmy, it'll be holiday time.
Can you believe? It's July. Reimer, can you believe it's mid-July already? He's talking on the phone. He can't believe it. He just said, I can't believe it. And then before you know it, like you said, it's January 1st.
You know what I saw yesterday?
This blends right into
on the
football
TV?
Season.
I saw my first back-to-school commercial.
Oh, man.
And when I was a kid, I'd see those. I'd get the nervous poo. And now as an adult, when I see them, my pee-pee gets hard.
Yeah. I used to hate seeing that, too. The thought of back-to-school shopping. If anything, going to get some new clothes was okay.
No, it wasn't.
But then
I had to go with my mom.
But then when it turned in, at least you're getting some kind of new wardrobe.
No, because it's not
a new backpack.
It would be
something.
Nothing that I wanted. Well, instead,
then what are you going? Your mom wouldn't get you anything.
No,
you didn't have like a
nothing.
Balance. Like, okay, here's the budget.
Let me
I'm
tell
not getting you your JNCO jeans, but maybe you could pick something
no.
here.
Let me
Arizona
tell you what
jeans,
my entire
maybe?
Childhood was like. My entire childhood was, Mom, can we have ice cream?
We've got it at home.
Ice cream's at home. Desserts at home. Mom, I'd like to get this shirt from this particular store.
I saw a shirt just like that at JCPenney. Let's go.
And then I would go, and it wouldn't be anything like it.
It has two armholes.
Sure.
It's a shirt.
Yep, it's a
Mom,
shirt. It has a neck hole and armholes.
I'd really, really like to get a pair of Air Jordans. I don't ask for anything.
Well,
hold on a second. This is a story, all right? It was like Christmas. This is what I asked for Christmas. All I want is a pair of Air Jordans. All my friends have Jordans. I want Jordans. Now, is that the logic for why you should want a shoe? No, of course not. But you're a kid. Michael Jordan's your favorite. I want Air Jordans. Mom says,
let's see what I can do.
It's Christmas.
Mm.
Christmas time comes around.
So she gave you like a glimmer of hope.
What?
She gave you like a little like,
this wasn't just
okay.
a random Tuesday ask.
This was a big Christmas.
This
like,
was Christmas time ask.
Did you tell him basically, don't give me anything else? Like,
right,
just get me.
I don't need any
nothing
more presents.
Else. I want a pair of Air Jordans. I don't care what color or what
I want a pair
style
of Jordans.
They are. Just
no,
Air
I did,
Jordans.
I did care what color because they only would make one shoe a year at that point. And this was 92. They had just won their second title.
You wanted them in Bulls colors, right?
I wanted the black with the red accents. It was the Jordan, whatever they call them, whatever the number was for that year.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jordan 2.
I'd know the shoe if I saw it.
All right.
Yeah.
I wanted them. They were awesome. My friends had them. And Christmas time comes around and I can see under the tree because my mom would wrap a couple weeks in advance. There's a shoe box under there. There's a shoebox under there with my name on it. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, she bought me the Jordans.
Oh, no.
She bought me the Jordans.
How and bad I, was it?
Christmas morning, I opened these things up, and I kid you not, they were a pair of, like, Denise Austin L.A. gear.
Oh, my God.
Like, the pump-up
I was going to say, were,
LA
they,
gear.
Were they L.A. Lights at least?
Oh,
or
my
BK
God.
British Knights Ratch Tech?
She essentially bought me women's workout shoes.
Oh.
And then I had this look on my face. She was like, see, I got you some shoes. And I said, yeah. Because in her mind, it's all, well, I got you shoes.
Yeah.
You asked for shoes? I got you shoes. No, you didn't get me shoes.
That really sucks.
Remember when Costanza has the pair of ladies' glasses that he's wearing and Kramer looks at him and says, may I have one of those, madam? When I would wear those shoes to school, everybody would call me Miss Ricardotti.
What? You didn't have another pair of shoes that you could wear?
I had to wear them.
You had you had one pair of shoes at a given time that you were able to wear.
Yes, one pair.
My God.
Until that one wore out or that was gone.
I will say this. I will say this about my mom and dad. It's a little bit like your boat where I certainly didn't get Air Jordans. That was not happening. I didn't even bother asking. I probably asked at one point in time and it was just a no, those are way too expensive. There's so many shoes out there. My dad was a skilled bargain hunter. Like, he would find the deal wherever it existed. So I would sometimes get good stuff. It would be marked down.
He would take the time to find it, though.
It would be last year's model, but he would get me some name brand stuff. The cool thing about my dad was he would come home on random days of the week. He would have popped into a store, and he might, like, leave me a Nike t-shirt, like, on my bed.
Just a random day of the week?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's that like?
We call them good son gifts.
And by the way, I'm fully aware these are, like, white suburban kid problems, and there are real problems out there in the world, but allow us for a second, okay?
That's what we do, right? That's what we do. But I do know a little bit about, like, you know, where you're coming from. If there's certain things that are off the table because they're just too expensive, you got to settle for something else. I feel like I had it pretty good when the balance was all said and done. I've talked about it before. I had my era where I was all into the poser skater crowd. I wanted to pretend to be a skateboarder so bad.
I think I knew you. You were 32 years old.
I had to be Tony Hawk. I just had to be. I needed you know, the Vans with the gigantic Tums. Reimer, you know about the big puffy tongues on the Vans shoes?
Yes, I believe I do.
You had your Airwalks.
You like a big puppy tongue, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you had
really,
your
it's real nice and juicy.
You had your Vans. Remember the DC brand shoe? That was like an in shoe for the skater crowd back then. And I needed JNCO jeans. And the JNCO jeans were expensive. They were also just ridiculous. You look at some of the images of these jeans from the 90s. We would put like our entire notebook in our back pocket.
And a regular size spiral notebook.
A full size 8.5 by 11 thick notebook. You would put your textbooks back there. Imagine doing that and thinking like you're some kind of badass. Imagine being in that mental space, like, oh yeah, here I am. I got my JNCO jeans. They're each leg is 6 feet wide. I take up the entire hallway when I walk. Imagine thinking that you're cool wearing those. Maybe I looked at this all wrong. Maybe my mom and dad were saying, we're not getting that for you. And we're doing it for your own good because you'll look like an idiot.
You look like
and
a dork.
You are an idiot,
man,
for wanting those.
With you all JNCO'd up.
And I have my wallet.
With your face.
Have my wallet chain.
Wallet
too.
Chain.
Have my black leather wallet with the chain,
man,
clipped onto the front belt loop. I wanted that life, man. I was about that lifestyle.
I wanted that life.
If I saw a half pipe, I would. Oh, baby!
You know, I'm always curious
about
that
half pipe.
What people wanted to be when they were teenagers, where they thought they fit. And you know what? We'll ask Nicole Sharon. She's popping in here in 2 minutes for Leather Jacket Time. What was Nicole like in high school 2 years ago? We'll talk about that next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane blocked off from an accident northbound East Outer Belt. That's in the collector lanes over at Main Street. Wrecker there on scene working to clear. Also an accident eastbound on East Broad at Kings Meadow Lane. That's right before Wagoner Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sharon.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
Here she is, the star of 10TV, Nicole Sharon. I'm told that you spent time at a bowling alley today.
Yeah, I did.
Which is what you do on most Wednesdays.
That's right. It's Bowling Wednesday, baby. Let's go.
I was in a league once when I was a kid.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, you would.
I mean,
you really
screamed that energy.
It was
before the JNCO phase.
You thought you were going to be
in the bowling crowd. And I left the bowling crowd and I went right into being a skater. Well, pretending to be a skater boy.
We were talking about this in the last segment.
Boy.
We're quick with the singing.
Thank you, Avril. Good.
Good job, guys.
Boy spelled B-O-I.
That's right.
Skater spelled with the number eight.
Yeah.
What were you in high school? Were you like this? Did you have a certain identity?
I was the athlete. I played like every sport in high school.
What was your favorite sport?
What
were you the best at?
I would say, I played volleyball, basketball, and softball in high school because each season you could only play one sport.
Mm-hmm.
Softball I was probably best at because I almost played that in college. But I will say I was a pretty intense basketball player, and I had hops playing volleyball too.
You didn't play college basketball like Reimer did?
Oh, I heard he didn't play college basketball.
Who'd you hear that from?
I don't know. False. Just somebody that we work with said you don't play.
Where'd you play college basketball?
Tarleton University State. Lancaster.
Mm. Oh.
Where'd you get Tarleton State from?
He wishes. Pulled it out of my ass.
He wishes Tarleton State.
Yeah, I think that's a big time program compared to
yes,
little OU Chillicothe.
Lancaster.
Oh, there sorry.
Fighting Bobby Carpenters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Who do you think you are?
I am.
Yeah. I interviewed him today.
You interviewed Pete Weber, PDW?
I did. At the PBA 60 World Championships at the lovely bowling alley.
PBA 60?
That means you have to be 60 or anniversary? Over. So Mike could do
it. Hold on. We don't even have We don't even have a regular bowling event. It's a senior bowling event?
So we have the senior open, which is very fitting. And then we have the PBA 60. 60 and older can bowl. They're world champion bowlers, though. Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers?
It was pretty electric.
You know, so last week, you and Adam King were all about the U.S. Senior Open out at Scioto.
Yeah.
To the point where I was almost nauseated at the coverage.
We're doing our jobs.
Padre Harrington got it done. Did you see the big news?
We interviewed him.
Did you see the big news?
No.
He had breakfast.
Yeah. He made it home to Ireland and then had breakfast.
And had brekkie.
So now this week, you've left the old golfers.
Yes.
And you're going to the bowling alley
for
the 60-plus bowlers.
I mean, I'm trying to find a guy, so I'm making my rounds. First it's golf, then it's bowling. Come on.
Did you know what airline Patty flew back to Ireland?
You're really going to ride this joke, aren't you?
You're
really proud of yourself from yesterday, aren't you? You're really proud of yourself.
What airline, Tim?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What airline, Tim?
Aer Lingus.
I don't understand.
They fly to Ireland.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's good. It's a really good joke, Tim.
No, it's not a joke. This is our Columbus Dispatch.
You like a good Lingus.
You like a good gladiator movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You ever seen a grown man naked? Every day. That's what Dom says.
Dom sees himself.
That's right.
Likes to stand naked.
There's a lot of senior things going on.
Tiddlywinks next week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the guys were awesome, though. They were super nice today.
They were super nice.
Very happy for me to be there.
A woman under 30 came to talk to them.
I know.
Well, I think they just appreciated the coverage. You know, they kept saying thank you, and I was like, you're welcome.
Well, I'm sure all the other networks in town were there, too.
Oh, yeah, ESPN.
Yeah, they were all there.
Did you have to fight Kellyanne?
I had to fight my way for access.
To get the PDW interview? Was she there?
The what? Oh, PDW.
Pete Weber. Did you have to fight away Kellyanne?
Yes.
Stitz to get the
I did.
The
I had
thing.
To, like, elbow reporters out of the way. It was crazy.
You got it done, though. Did you ask him? Did you just say, hey, Pete.
Who do you think you are? And he said, I am. You know what he did tell me, though? He said that after he said it, his wife goes, that made literally no sense.
Of course it didn't make any
sense. And then he's like, I don't care. It's just I felt it in the moment to yell it. And then it went viral years later, and here we are. He's back in C-Bus.
You ever see the movie, the Basketball Diaries? You ever hear of that one?
Princess Diaries?
No. It's Leo DiCaprio.
She ain't seen it.
No.
Leo DiCaprio's
one of his first films. You know, after last week, Mike, I think you would have learned that when you ask, have you seen a certain movie, the answer is no.
Can I tell you about the movie?
I don't want you to talk about that scene.
I'm going to talk about the scene.
Oh, God. What is it?
All right, there's
I would like you not to talk about
Leo
that
is an up-and-coming prep basketball player. All right, okay. He's got his whole future ahead of him, but then he's an inner-city New York City guy, and he turns to drugs, right? He gets addicted to drugs. And so in order to fuel his drug habit, he turns himself into a male prostitute.
Stop.
So he finds himself in like a train station bathroom going down on some businessman. All right. Now,
what?
As he's getting ready to do the deed for some scratch so he can buy himself some more junk.
He said, Cam Neely, that's a little rough. Buddy.
Right. He sort of gets a glimpse of himself in the mirror, and he just looks at himself and says, well, this is what I've become, I guess. Just the junkie in the bathroom turning tricks.
I think where he's going with
call sheet for the bowling alley this morning, did you look in the mirror? Just like Leo looked in the mirror and said, well, this is what I'm doing now, I guess. This is what I'm doing.
You know?
Well, it at least is a sport, and you at least had a guy that had a viral video. But,
yes.
But next week, when they tell you
that
on
I go
Wednesday,
to cricket, the cricket you're championship.
You're going to the Amish Country Cornhole Tournament.
Festival. Yeah.
That would be a step up from what you did today.
Listen, welcome to July, okay? This is what you do in July when there's not a whole lot going on. We find the content.
You TV people always say that. We're doing
it's true.
We're doing a three-hour
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but y'all can talk with each other and say nonsense half the time.
Can't do that.
If there's anyone
you
want to
come
know,
out there with me and do that
I
at
would
6
love
o'clock?
It.
Okay,
I would
great.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Why do we stop getting emails about, hey, fun radio guys, come on TV?
Because
we'll
they got rid of
you.
The stream for right now, so we don't have that
we
portion
can go
anymore.
We can the actual news, though.
Great, let's
like
do
the
that.
Real news.
You want to do that tomorrow?
Full-blown
yes.
news.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
I want to be at the desk.
Oh,
and
I don't know if you have at-the-desk privileges.
I want to be tossed. I want to be tossed.
I've been at the desk.
You want to be tossed
hey,
to?
Shut up.
Yeah, Rimer, that's not helping. You what? You want to be tossed to?
Yeah. We're going to toss it over to Timmy Hall. He's got something
you know
to
what?
Say.
We'll toss it over to both y'all at the curve. It'll be great.
I don't want to do a curve stand-up. I want to sit at a desk, and
okay,
I want to have a conversation.
I don't sit ever at the desk. I don't ever sit.
We're going to start a new thing.
Cuck conversations?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll kick us out to the lobby where we'll
do
be
sitting
there in the
chairs. Do you guys
want to
go live? What if you go live from in the field?
No, I want to go live at the desk.
Okay, well...
All right, when one of your 9 meteorologists finishes up their weather report...
This is going to have to be cleared with the bosses. I don't think I have this kind of pull.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
That's not what Tomer sounds
like. And that's exactly
like.
Why you can't be on the television.
And then I want to come on, okay. And we'll have a conversation. It'll be better than whatever bowling crap you shot today.
You know, I spent an hour and a half out of my day to go do this bowling segment, and you're just crapping all over it.
Did you rent some shoes? Did they get sprayed
down?
No,
I have my own.
You have your own bowling shoes?
No, I don't. That'd be really weird.
What do you wear? Like
no, you know what's crazy, though? They wear like these. They had these shoe covers on their bowling shoes, and they got up to the lane, and they like ripped them off, and then who do you think you are? I am P. Dubs. Put on his bowling glove on his hand.
Now, do the professionals, do they do the holes?
What?
Do they do the holes? In
do
the,
they
in the balls.
Do the holes?
I don't like the way you phrased that all. Let's workshop that.
Keep making the shocker sign with your fingers, too.
Do they?
That's not a shocker sign, Mike. That's
that's not how you hold a bowling ball. You hold it like this.
Are you ready to rap?
I love you. Yeah.
Well, I thought some guys didn't do the thumb because
they palm it?
You have like the tumor inserted, but the thumb is on the side. So
you like to do the thumb?
Okay. You guys...
Are you a thumb guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know...
You know about the fingers and the... In the holes of the bowling ball?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever been
I
bowling? Mike, you've never been, have you?
Of course I've been bowling.
It's too gross for you. It's not a sanitary place.
We actually had a
You know how gross those bowling balls are that you touch at a bowling alley? Talk about nasty.
Yeah, that is.
Nasty.
That's pretty gross.
It's quite nasty.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I bring my own.
Yeah, right.
I got my own ball.
Oh, okay.
I polish
lying
it every night.
Sack.
Ew.
I polish it. I buff it.
You clean your shoes, too?
Absolutely.
You clean your shoes.
Got to clean your
shoes.
You
got to spray them.
Those bowling shoes are nasty,
disgusting.
Too.
Disgusting.
Talk about raunchy.
I actually like the smell of that little spray that they use.
Did you ever have...
It smells like tough actin, ten actin.
Did you ever have a guy in high school that wore the bowling shoes to be cool?
No, Tim.
Like the,
you didn't go to our high school.
Artsy guy.
What
you didn't
school
have,
did you,
you didn't
go
have
to?
A, you
didn't
have
go
a guy
to
that
our
wore
high
the bowling shoes?
Tim?
No.
You never
I'm
did,
concerned
huh?
for that person.
Well, yeah, we made fun of him relentlessly.
Well, did he steal them from the local bowling alley?
Had the black trench coat and shot everybody. Nope, didn't have that either.
That's good.
Wait. Did he take the shoes from the local bowling alley?
Probably.
And wear them to school?
Yeah, probably. Where's he getting those bowling shoes? You got to get that from the AMF lanes.
I will say some
lanes.
Sneakers look like bowling shoes, though. You know?
No, they don't.
Yes,
I'm talking about those multicolored, red,
the
navy,
the
brown. No shoe looks like that
ever,
shoe.
You ever have the kid that wore tap shoes to school? Just tap danced in the hallway
you
the whole time?
You ever the kid that came barefoot to school?
Billy Elliot went to our school.
Uh-huh, Gregory Hines was your principal.
Billy would just dance up and down the halls.
I'm out of time.
Happy.
Why are we always out of time?
Where can we watch your stupid bowling thing tonight? Which
you know
time?
What, Mike? You can't watch it because you think it's stupid.
No, when is it going to be on?
Tune in at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and 11.
5:30, the show's still on.
You did.
No, oh, you're right. Nicole, don't tune in at 5:30.
You did your best today.
I did. I worked really hard.
Best with a tough situation.
Yeah.
Hey, whenever I'd come home with a less than stellar grade on a test,
yeah,
my father would look at me and he would say, "Congratulations on a job done."
Not well done?
No, didn't put that part in.
That was a nice little voice crack you just had there. Still going through puberty?
Thank
or
you.
What's going on there?
I wish.
Oh, alrighty then.
Something to look forward to. Reverse puberty now.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Mikey
but
Buttons.
Hey, over 60, you can compete in the PBA World Championships.
Get the hell
you have
out
that
of
to
here.
Look forward to.
She is
to.
Nicole Sheeran. You can watch her bowling package where she diddles the balls tonight on Channel 10. Just hard hitting stuff. She'll tell you about Patrick Harrington's breakfast as well.
It's a big time
some bangers and mash.
It was
some bangers.
It was one hell of a breakfast.
Good news.
Should have read about it.
For the Buckeye future at the quarterback position. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident northbound on the east outer belt collector lanes over at Main Street. Left lane blocked off, a wrecker there on scene. Westbound US 33 in Fairfield County, an accident at Sharp Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's hot outside. Well, if we scheduled to run this at the appropriate time of year, it's hot outside. But you shouldn't have to suffer inside your home. It's where you live, damn it. Your kids. Think about your kids. Maybe you don't have kids. Think about a random kid then. Scratch that. Don't do that. Instead, think about everyone sweating outside. But you're inside napping because you had Care Heating and Cooling come out and give your system the once-over. If there's a problem, they fix it quick and efficiently. What a concept. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. It's hot outside, which means you're running that air conditioning. It's expensive cold air that you're paying for. If those leaky windows are letting that air leak out, you're wasting money. So replace your windows and call my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Why? Because you buy four windows, you get four free. The more windows you replace, the more you save. Plus, 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. That is four full years with zero interest. Stop fighting the heat inside your house. Maybe you think it's the air conditioner. Well, that could be it, too. But your windows could be the bigger problem.
You got to have a good,
seal on that
window, Mike.
The Singer seal comes over.
I was next to my winders, and I thought my seal might need a little bit of a repair.
Well, you know who to call?
I do.
Universal Windows Direct. Call them for your free in-home estimate. 614-502-5220. UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Let me tell you this real quick, and then your metaphor to Nicole back there actually had me thinking of something. So the Ohio State football part. You heard of Chris Vargas yet? Christopher Vargas?
Should I?
Yeah. Get to know him. 2028 prospect. He's 6'4". He just has a good... He's very, very slender.
I gotta tell you something,
Timmy. But whatever. He's a high school kid
I don't
right
wake
now.
Up for 2028.
Okay.
All right. 2027. Okay, I'll get with the program because you'll be in here this winter. 2028. I don't wake up for you.
All right. So, segment's over.
No, go ahead.
Tell me about Elizabeth Vargas. Story here. Some people really like this stuff.
Good.
Just
I'm not one of them.
Just because you don't doesn't mean that a lot of people are...
I'm sorry. Reimer, I must have blacked out. Did you hear him say, Mikey, have you heard of Christopher Varga? I mean, I answered the question. It's like talking to my wife. You asked me a question. I answered it. It wasn't the answer that you want.
No, stop right there. Stop right there.
You need a mirror.
You don't need a person to talk to.
Talk to yourself in the mirror.
You're not listening. I wasn't upset that you hadn't heard of Chris Vargas. I was upset because it seemed like you wanted no part of the conversation.
No, go ahead. I'm really excited about this conversation. That's something that my
wife would do to me. Just act like you're happy to be sitting here with me.
About Chrissy Vargas. Go ahead.
Can't you just pretend
I am.
For 4 minutes
Can I tell you something?
That
I'm
you
pretending
want to sit
for,
next to me
for three
and be
hours.
A part of this conversation. I'm trying to tell her about my golf round, and I'm excited about something. I know it's not high on your interest list. There's some things that you'll want to talk about aren't high on my interest list, but you know what you do? You sit there and say, oh, that's really interesting. No, I haven't heard of that. Could you tell me a little bit more? Tell me something about it. Come on, will you get
to this Vargas story, for God's sake?
He's good, and some experts think that he's going to pick Ohio State, and he's a highly touted five-star quarterback, and he could be the future of the program. You know, he could be. But you don't care. So when he's awesome, you have to root against him.
Well, you know, when he hits the field in 2030, I'll really eat my words.
You think we'll be here to break it down with everybody in 2030? There's not a chance.
I wish I was dead. What does that have to do with the basketball diaries?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with the basketball diaries. I said I was going to get that out of the way because it made me think of something. So when I was done in Raleigh, okay, unheralded exit for me, as my exit
I'm sure
from
the
here will
community
ultimately
still
be.
Misses you.
Yeah,
they say,
right?
Well, we just won the Stanley Cup, but how wonderful would it be?
Where's Timmy Hall to talk about it here with us? Yeah, I just don't know how we've ever gone on. Their station's called The Fan, too, just like this one. So I was out of there, and I was toiling. I was spiraling. That's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was none too good, Mike. It's none too good. I was sending out, you know, resumes and feelers, just Chris feelers everywhere, just anywhere and everywhere. I was ready to go. Wanted to keep the career going. Wasn't ready to give it up just yet.
Uh-huh.
I found myself in the old Home Depot. Okay. I had, you know, jobless, hopeless, spineless. I'm just doing
Nicholas.
Whatever. Heartless, homeless. About to be. I'm doing whatever I can do to stay afloat. So I'm at the Home Depot. I'm just trying to help out with a home project because I've got stuff I can do. And this couple, I didn't even see it coming. This couple, this is like where my brain wasn't even working correctly. I wasn't able to spot them and see things that weren't right what they are on the surface level. So it wouldn't make sense that a couple would sidle up to me in the Home Depot and just act like they're my best friends. And they were so nice. They were so polite. They were telling me about, you know, they're just asking me about the neighborhood. So like easing into it. And then they were like doing a sales pitch on me. And then they got me hook, line and sinker where they told me about like some incredible, like they just got into a new line of business and it's making them a ton of money and they're doing really, really well with it. And they just wanted me. They're like, if you have a free night, like next week, like we're doing a little thing, you should come by. We're going to have some food there. And I actually did it like an idiot, like a loser. And I went there, jobless, dickless, heartless, hopeless. I showed up. And all it was an Amway pyramid scheme.
Of course it was.
Presentation up there. They're telling me how much money they've made buying their Bounty paper towels, and if you could just convince all of your friends to buy all their household items this way, then you too can make a ton of money.
I got a better story.
And that's when I knew, that moment right there, I thought I was going to go and drive into the lake. I questioned whether I actually went home.
But you made it. You made it through that dark tunnel.
That night. Oh, it was a dark
tunnel. And now you're here.
It was a low, low point,
man. I'm going to make you feel better about yourself because I have a story that's even more pathetic than that one.
No.
Okay?
I was going to be an Amway pawn.
My little Amway boy.
That was my future.
My little Amway boy.
I was going to be a Ponzi guy.
I'm going to tell you about the time that I wanted to jump out of a fourth floor building at Easton.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay, I can't wait. I don't know if I heard this story.
Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident northbound East Outer Belt in the collector lanes over at Main Street. The left lane blocked off there. Watch out for a wrecker over there on scene. And eastbound I-70 traffic slow from 270 to State Route 256, 5 to 10 minute delay. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. The Reds dropped the opener of their series with the Phillies 4-1 last night. Eugenio Suarez provided the lone run with a solo homer. Cincinnati looks to even the series tonight at 7-10 with Chase Burns getting the start. For Cleveland, the Guardians also came up yesterday falling 3-1 to the Twins. Guards try to bounce back tonight at 7:40 as Slade Ciccone takes the mound against Minnesota's Connor Prelip. In other baseball news, Justin Verlander, who has amassed 3 Cy Young Awards, 2 World Series championships, and an MVP award in what undoubtedly is a Hall of Fame career, announced earlier today he will be retiring at the end of the season. In this update, sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union, bmifcu.org/visa. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvis get you started tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. They're doing the list at 7 o'clock. The topic tomorrow is the best foods for an eating contest.
We've done that recently. I feel like we just discussed this.
Well, they're copying off of
us. Yeah, how I've thrown popcorn shrimp out there. As a delicious food.
You don't see that too much, though.
No, but I think I could enjoy popcorn shrimp the longest, which is what I'm looking for an eating contest, to be able to really take it down.
Paul Feinbaum! The Pied Piper of the Hillbillies. He will be on Bishop and Friends at 10:30 tomorrow. Phil Steele, yes, he's still alive. He'll be on with Rothman and Ice at 1:30.
Oh, the man with the magazine.
And then Too Hot Thursday on this show, and then Adam Rittenberg from ESPN will join us. So, we stumbled upon something last segment. We're not talking about the lowest points of our lives.
Now, I'm,
where we questioned everything and contemplated suicide.
And to back it up, Nicole Sheeran from 10TV, our lovely friend, her low point was today. Like literally today at 1 o'clock, and she had to go cover bowling for a job. That was it for her. Me, it was when I had been unceremoniously fired from my first full-time radio gig in Raleigh, North Carolina. And these two people in a Home Depot accosted me, acted like they were my friend, and hooked me in to going to an Amway seminar with them the following week, because that was going to be my future and my life going forward. That was it. That was it for me. I was done that night.
Timmy, I've been working here at this radio station for almost 24 years. Can you believe it? Can
you believe it? 24 years have gone by?
But I was only here about 2 months, and things were not looking good. I had moved here. I was very serious with a girl. back home. And the plan was for her to move here with me after I got settled. After a couple weeks, she was going to move here. I had bought a ring. I had an engagement ring that I was going to ask her to marry me. I had it in my possession. Turns out she didn't move, and you know, wasn't going to work out. And so we cut things off, and I'm just feeling down, and I have this engagement ring that I never gave her.
That sucks. Did she ever come out here?
She did.
It's not that far. Did she ever come here for a couple visits?
It became clear that she just wasn't going to make the move full time and resented me for leaving, which she knew I had to do because this was my livelihood. This was my job. And I was unemployed living with my parents.
You felt that even from afar, and
she would say,
"How dare you leave me?"
That sort of thing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So you had the ring in hand while she's saying things like this to you?
I had no other way to really pay my bills.
I didn't have work back there.
This is my one opportunity to move here and make a name for myself and make a life for us here. And whatever. So we broke up.
Yeah.
And I was over at Easton, and I was on my way to return the engagement ring, okay, from a store at Easton. And I'm just stressed out of my mind. Return this ring. What do I say? What are they going to say to me? I had all the paperwork. I had the receipt. I had all that. But I was just nervous about actually going in there.
Who's done that?
Well, people do.
I know, but that's not something that's on your life checklist.
I'd
like to return the engagement ring and really see what that's like. No, right. I get that. That sucks.
And so, to their credit, I forget which store it was. One of the mall stores. I go in there, and they were very respectful. Clearly, they had done this before. They had been trained.
Well, K Jewelers action.
I just said, I have this engagement ring. I have the receipt here. I bought it. And I'd like to return it. And there were no questions asked. It was no like, it didn't work out? She said no. None of that. It was just, yes, sir. You know, we'll take care of that for you.
Right, that's in your training.
Yes.
You're not going to be like, oh, man, what a bitch.
Exactly.
I bet she really sucks. Because I see you right here. You're a great guy. I remember selling you the ring. We talked about baseball. You're a lovely guy.
So I returned it, got all that. So I'm sort of walking through the mall. It's like a Saturday night or something like that. I see a bunch of people with significant others walking around on their date nights, and here I am just mulling around this stupid mall. I don't have a friend in the world. My girl that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with just returned her engagement ring.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around this mall. And I'm, you know.
It's a lovely mall, at least.
Well, Easton's a very lovely mall. It was lovely 24 years ago, and it's lovely now.
Did you get yourself an Auntie Anne's or something? Or cheer you up?
No, not really. I was just wallowing and
done
walking.
That.
So I'm walking around, and a middle-aged woman comes up to me and says, I'm sorry, I don't mean to bother you. And I thought she needed like directions to a store or something like that. Like, I don't know where the Foot Locker is. Can you point me in that direction?
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's fine. And she goes, I'm very sorry. I work for this talent agency, and you have a very unique look to you. Have you ever thought about doing any modeling? And so I said, no, I can't say that I have. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. And again, I don't do this a lot, but you just have a very interesting look. And we're having a little thing. Actually, my office is here at Easton. We're having a little thing tomorrow night at about 8 o'clock at one of the office suites here at Easton. Let me give you my card. No pressure. If you're interested, please come.
Oh,
you know, love to talk to you about it. And I should have known better, Richard Marks.
You had you're going to be the next biggest Calvin Klein underwear model in the world.
I was feeling so bad for myself, but here's this woman telling me
$10,000 in the hole after you've paid for your own portfolio,
telling me that I have a good look
anything
for modeling. And so I go home that night.
Oh no!
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to go to this thing. Well, the next day comes around, I'm still feeling really low. Like, well,
you're doing your work day. And then what was your shift at the time?
I was working mornings at the time.
Were you hosting a show, or were you updating or something?
I was the local host for Mike and Mike in the morning.
Localization?
Yes.
I did that for the Raleigh station.
So I would come on for like 2 to 3 minutes at a time, and give the local perspective.
I know it because I've done it. Yep. It was,
so
it was dumb.
I'd work morning, so I'm already just tired. 8 o'clock is really late for me.
Right.
But I show up. I go to this thing. I go to this suite, this office suite over at Easton. And there's, you know, food all laid out there, catering. And I walk in. I grab something to eat. And I have a seat. And I look around. And I notice that, man, everybody who's here is really ugly.
Really?
It's really, really ugly. And here I am.
Well, she said you have an interesting look.
Right? Here I am.
She
and I'm like,
say,
well,
boy, I think you're really hot. It's kind of hard to tell with your shirt on, but you look like you have some really strong pecs. She didn't say any of that to you.
And it was so funny because then everybody sort of got in. It was the time. And then they closed the door and they moved the buffet table in front of the door almost so you couldn't escape. And for the next hour and a half,
the firing squad came out.
I listened to this woman sell me like on 8x10s and we're going to take your picture and it only costs this much and then we'll represent you and all. And I'm so mad at myself. I'm so mad at myself. I'm sitting there. I'm seeing all these other goobers sort of drooling from the mouth. One guy was taking detailed notes in a spiral notebook. And I'm just like, can I please get out of here? But they're in this presentation. 90 minutes I sat in this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just left in shame. And I'll tell you, that drive home, it was pitch black. It was late. I was tired from work in the morning.
You thought about jerking that steering wheel, didn't you, buddy?
That's right.
Because I sure did. I didn't know if I could go back and face my family. My wife's got a, you know, seamless career going as a registered nurse, and she's moving steadily
up. At least you had a wife. I had nobody.
I know.
I just returned the ring.
You're right.
I'm going home to my empty apartment. I have to get up for work in 2.5 hours.
All right. Yours is worse. I get it. You had a job.
I was actually angry that I lived in the Midwest, and we didn't have any cliffs to drive off of.
You got the quarry, but you probably didn't know enough about the town.
There's no cliffs.
Yeah. You got the marble cliffs.
My God. That's pretty much the lowest point of
wow. We both got duped into some stupid talk.
Really stupid. Speaking of really stupid, Reimer is excited about something on a message board. Details coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Emergency crews are on the scene of an accident westbound I-70 after State Route 256. That crash blocking off the left lane and another accident on Gender Road at Canal. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely, unless you're a certified Rude Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rude system at RudeColumbus.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means? Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at The Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, is voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. Ooh. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on The Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV Plus.
Hello, it's...
Oh, hello, Wolfgang here for my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we stay dry overnight tonight across central Ohio. Low temps in the low 70s on Thursday. Dry Sunday to start, and then a 30% chance of a couple showers or storms in the afternoon. Still warm with highs near 90 degrees. Friday could be the wettest day of the week with a 70% chance of some rain, couple of thunderstorms mixed in. High temperatures in the middle 80s. Some of that moisture might trickle into early Saturday. 50% chance of shower storms, highs in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Mikey, before we figure out what's got Reimer all excited here today, it's got me a little bit excited, too. I want to tell you about our friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, we've talked about a lot of the things that they're tackling, you know, weight loss, ED. Don't forget one of the biggest things that they look at. That's low testosterone, baby.
Absolutely. That was
low T can cause a lot of issues.
I had when I went in there.
Me too.
They said, sir, you have negative testosterone. We've never seen it before.
We had the lowest numbers in the history of Tri-State Men's Health.
You've grown a uterus, sir.
They had two ladies that came in there to see them, and they just said, my God, we don't even need to run your numbers. We just know. But they ran them anyway, and they confirmed. So, I mean, so many things that low T can cause. You're not as strong as you once were, and no. you go to the gym, and you're just not able to get stronger. It's holding you back. You're not as sharp at work anymore. You're falling asleep way too early, and you're not as good in the bedroom anymore, if you know what I mean. So check them out, tristatemenshealth.com. Two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. Easy to get to. Westerville, right near me and Fishy in Hilliard. You could take the simple low T quiz, get that first appointment, and they'll do the T and PSA test. They'll run your numbers and the numbles too. They'll do all those things for you. And soon you could feel invigorated again.
Refreshed.
Oh my God. Like a Noxzema commercial, the way your wife splashes water all over the countertops. That refreshed, like that. Tri-State Men's Health.
I forgot the best part of the story. So segment.
There's a worse part?
Last segment, I'm telling you about the time that I fell for like the modeling agency scam at the mall.
Because we all knew friends in high school that did that.
Well,
they're always,
you know,
like
what,
the
Timmy,
gals
I was
in high school
man.
That were not hot at all, and we would laugh at them and make fun of them. Betty is going to the mall.
I
to
was a
model.
Grown man.
Did you hear that?
I fell for it.
You were 30.
I'm driving
this
home.
Happened to you
in shame. It's the middle of the night, and you're never going to guess what song came on the radio. Now, at this point, we're never going to be on Spotify again. All right, Spotify is going to kick us off.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
All right, so who cares? We're going to play a little bit of a song, but what's the most depressing song that you can think of?
I'm at a miss right now. I don't know. Some Edwin McCain. We already did Edwin.
That's not depressing.
No, not really.
It's hopeful, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I'll be your
That's what you need. That's what you needed, actually.
Reimer,
gender reverse, but that's what you would have needed.
Depressing song?
I don't know if it's the name of the song, but it's like, I'll be missing you. Like it
Tears,
just says that.
Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton.
That's a depressing
song. Isn't
that
the one
about his son plunging
to his death? Yeah.
Maybe put a screen on the window.
Yeah, or some
It
bars.
Wasn't that song, but it was. This is what was playing on the radio when I was driving home that night.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's Little Visitor now.
You're welcome.
I don't really always say it in Cherokee.
You're welcome.
Ooh, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, talk about why Reimer's all hot
it's
and
good.
Bothered.
It's good. So, we are actually talking about you before the show, too, Jacob. Next time you're going to, you know, deliver a prep packet, because part of Ted's job is finding just some pertinent information for us. And wherever he, whatever sites he peruses, papers that he looks at, a lot of Mike Florio for Mikey, and a lot of BS articles that he knows he'll hate. But you sent us this thing about a potential Ohio Classic for basketball, for men's college basketball, which would be huge, which would be major.
Yes, it
and
would.
All you did was post a link to the 24/7 sports message board where it's being discussed, and that is behind a paywall where you need a subscription to even read it.
This isn't the first time I've done something with that where it's been behind a paywall, because it's been an interesting story and I get like the first paragraph and then I just put the rest of the link with it in case you guys have access.
So regardless, they're discussing this. The story goes, you know, Xavier was looking at some things and they want to get the big four, as I would like to call them, Ohio State, Dayton, Xavier, and Cincinnati. And this has been discussed by me and other people for more than 10 years about getting something done. They want to do this, but the caveat is exhibition play.
Gross.
Preseason.
Gross.
And we see it all over college basketball, and I'm not upset at it that you're seeing bigger time events for the exhibition games.
Right.
You're not seeing the Findleys of the world anymore. You're not seeing the
Walsh.
Walshes, the what's the Cedar Point University.
Yeah.
Cedarville and Cedar Point University. You're not seeing those guys anymore. You're seeing Ohio State play someone like Cincinnati for an exhibition game. Got our butts beat by them.
Yeah, they played Dayton in 23,
yeah,
I believe.
I think they've done two with Dayton now, so you're seeing that. And I feel, and I know you got thoughts on this, that they're trying to...
You feel?
They're trying to scratch the itch for us, but it's not working because they're trying... We hear you guys... We know that you want us to play the other big teams in the state of Ohio. That would be great, right? That would be, you know, home state teams, passionate games, which is what you would want in November and December before we turn the page to conference season.
Absolutely.
You want some games that maybe, you know, you even get good games on paper and good games in the metrics and bragging rights on top of that. But, you know, we can't really... We got a bigger, they'll tell you everything, right? We have a bigger conference schedule. We want to play some other big non-conference games. We need to play some neutral site games. We might have a multi-team event that we need to play in. It's just, we hear you guys. It's just, we can't make that happen. So, how about a game that doesn't count in the standings? Okay. I see what you're doing. There's got to be another way. I'm not holding my breath, Reimer, because I know I saw you post on Instagram and discuss this a little bit. It would be much better if we could figure out something in the regular season.
Absolutely.
But that's not what they're going to do for us.
Yeah, I'm 100% with that. I think it definitely should be games of some consequence and games that matter, like that affect quad rankings. Like, they're going to be games that are going to get you ready for the NCAA tournament,
they're gonna
too.
They're going to be big games.
Yeah.
Because the environments will be better. And most of the time, Cincy, Xavier, and Dayton are... tournament teams.
Yes.
Teams that are very pissed off if they ever miss the tournament.
Yeah.
So most of the time, they're fringe top 25, top 30 teams in the country. It'll be a good game for you to boot.
Yeah. It makes me think of the old Crossroads Classic that happened in Indiana with Purdue and Indiana. They would play either Notre Dame or Butler, and they'd rotate it each year.
It was simple. You all showed up at Conseco or whatever the Pacers arena is called, and you just had the four big schools in Indiana.
I wonder if they're worried about the Cincinnati Xavier crosstown shootout factor of it, but you can avoid that just with switching around the matchups.
It's a good clean Wednesday. We haven't done any emails yet because we've been going. So send us your thoughts on anything. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Someone, Mike, emailed about this. So I had this one here. It said, my Schottenstein despiser.
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
I think he's talking about the arena. We hate the arena. I'm sure you've seen the tidbit from the Xavier message boards that they're cooking up an Ohio Classic type of event. Only thing is it's exhibition. We discussed that. If you could create your perfect format for something like that, how would it be pulled off? From Mike there. I'm glad you asked, Mike. I would do it. You just brought up a good point. You have to keep in mind the sanctity of the Crosstown Shootout.
I'm aware of it.
Down in Cincinnati.
The world will end.
Cincy and Xavier.
Xavier and Cincy don't play on their terms every single
Here's
year.
My idea.
I got it. All right, go.
I follow that as a college basketball purist. I understand what that's about. We don't have another team of that caliber that's right in our city. But it is a shame that we have Dayton that's only an hour away and we can't get anything done with them, like a longer series. So what you would do is, keeping that event in mind, I think this would be fun. You have this thing travel around, but we're not doing this in Cleveland. Sorry, Cleveland. And I know some people want some MAC schools involved here, but this is my first like thought of it. You move this thing around to the different arenas in the state. So Ohio State would host it. You would have Dayton would host it. And then you'd have either Xavier or Cincinnati host it. And whichever one of their teams, they'll be included in the cycle too. You could bill the other game if the Crosstown Shootout is going to go on in November, whatever that date is. You can have Xavier host. They'll play Cincinnati. And then maybe the day before, or we could have it on the same day. Take a couple hour break. And then you switch up the window dressing and the arena, whatever, or the banner. It could be like a Crosstown Shootout blended in with another Ohio Classic sponsorship. However you want to do that. But you have the other game be right there. And then if it's, you know, a couple weeks out, if you want to do this and have it go to Dayton or Ohio State, they can still play their game in their city. And then they can be a part of whatever your rotation is if they go to Dayton or if they come up here to Columbus. I think that would move it around, highlight the arenas that we want to see, no neutral sites, and that would be beautiful.
Let's do some more good, clean emails. We've neglected you. We're not going to neglect you anymore. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Police on the scene of an accident westbound I-70 blocking off the left lane after State Route 256, and also an accident westbound US 33 at Sharp Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kids' July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rude to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rude Pro partner at RudeColumbus.com, RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. It's warm out. You know what that means. Barbecues and swinger gatherings with the neighbors. Look, if you're going to let people in your house and let them use your waterbed, the least you can do is make sure the temperature is comfortable. That's where my friends at Care come in. They sit in the cuck chair and make sure that AC is working in tip-top shape. They won't rest until your home is just right from a climate perspective. They can't do anything about the stained carpet or blood splatter on the walls. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We'll do some good, clean emails, goodcleanboy@gmail.com.
Did you like my idea, by the way, about like moving a thing around like that to different venues? Would that be feasible?
I got to tell you, they were selling soft pretzels on QVC. I was watching that pretty much the entire segment.
Oh, at least they got a decent snack up there now. Earlier, they were like trying to, you know, sell pirate's booty.
It wasn't it in a pirate's
fancy,
booty.
Putting it in a fancy glass dish. That's lowbrow.
It was
for QVC.
Pure cheese. It's good for keto and low carb
diets. Have you had it?
No, I haven't ordered it.
You gonna?
But I want to order this soft pretzel they're selling right now.
Is that a Bavarian pretzel?
Love a soft pretzel.
It's a Philly style sourdough.
Justin Verlander has said he's going to retire at the end of the season. 21 seasons for him. 3 Cy Young Awards, 2 World Series championships. He's won an MVP as well. You know, we used to look at...
He would have won the Cy Young and the MVP that year.
That's correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean...
It's incredible.
Think of how good he was in order to win both. That does not happen very often.
Yeah. He had to have probably had a sub 2 ERA that year and won 20 plus games. He was incredible.
We used to look at wins. It's like, well, are you a 300 win guy? And that's irrelevant now. I mean, the fact that he has 266 wins, that's essentially Roger Clemens in 2026. I think what year we were in right now.
Yeah.
Are we in 2026?
Yes. You had to stop.
Yeah,
pause.
I had to think.
You had to stop, pause about what year
what
we're in.
Year is it?
You who will yell if someone wishes you Happy New Year after the 5th of January forgot what year we're writing on the checkbooks, even though no one writes a check.
That's right. So he's a definite Hall of Famer. I don't get into first ballot, second ballot, all that crap. To me, you're a Hall of Famer or you're not. You know, he was one of the best pitchers in the game for a long time.
He is
married
probably,
to a supermodel. I don't know why that makes you a Hall of Famer, but it does.
It helps. James Franklin thinks that makes you awesome. He is for sure he's the pitcher that I think of when I think of this quarter century. Who's the best? It's guys like there's three names.
Scherzer.
It's Clayton Kershaw. It's Scherzer. You just took the name right out of my mouth, and it's him. It's Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Any others that you're thinking of now? I mean, Shohei Ohtani, not really just for his pitching. He's just the all-around best player, greatest player we've ever seen. He's a freak of nature
for a different reason.
He just hit a milestone, too. And he just hit number 300?
Yeah, he did.
Think he gets to 500? He's 32 now. I think he does.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying it does.
He's a Hall of Famer.
It's just a question.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, I'm not saying that. It doesn't matter to me. It's not just going to be about his home run numbers. He's absolutely ridiculous with what he's done.
Let's do emails.
Hey, GCBs.
I love grass.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's almost college football season?
I can believe it.
Crazy how the year just rolls by. Am I right? I like this person.
Like an army of steamrollers.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, James. You were discussing the Big 12 media days earlier on your show, and I noticed that they're in Frisco, Texas. Is it just me, or does it seem like it's Frisco this, Frisco that these days? I've never been there, but what is the big deal about Frisco, Texas?
What's the deal?
From Johnny.
With Frisco, Texas. I've never been there either, Johnny. I can't answer that question.
I do. You don't know what he's talking about. I do feel like I've heard a lot of things about Frisco, Texas. They've got their bowl. They've had their bowl game, right? Definitely had
There's
a bowl
the
game
Frisco
there.
Frisco burger.
There's a Frisco burger.
Wasn't that on the sourdough bread?
Is a Frisco melt? Is a Frisco melt because of Frisco, Texas, or is it Frisco shortened from San Francisco
burger at Hardee's? It says Frisco burger is a cheeseburger served on toasted sourdough bread instead of a bun. Yeah. Often featuring a tangy sauce, Swiss cheese, and bacon with variations including different cheeses, toppings like tomato and onion, and sometimes a special Frisco sauce made from Thousand Island or French dressing. That looks delicious.
No,
I remember I've had one.
Oh, no, like a Frisco burger and a Frisco melt are great things. I didn't know if those were hearkening from Frisco, Texas. It feels like it's a new city. I'm looking up some quick deets on it. It says it's one of the fastest growing and most heavily hyped cities in the States. Located 30 miles north of Dallas, it's transformed from a quiet 1990s farm town of 6,000 into an economic hub of over 250,000 residents.
It was how much in the 90s?
6,000.
6,000 to 250,000?
It's real. Like, I get that. It has exploded.
It's like a Chinese city.
I was looking at a job before, long, long time ago. I was looking at a job in Frisco, Texas. The outfit that I was possibly going to work for, which was a high school sports network.
You say outfit, it makes it sound like a criminal organization.
I'm
going down to Frisco to work for the outfit.
I wish it was. It does sound like that, right?
Thanks a lot, Marbles.
Sounds like something that James Bond is trying to take down after he's through with Spectre, right? And then the outfit syndicate is going to run rampant all over Europe. But, I mean, they've got sports in that town now. They put the Star, which is the Dallas Cowboys training facility. That's there. It's the headquarters of the PGA of America.
They're doing
the PGA championship.
We were talking about it before the show. It's like a
brand new course, right?
Yeah, the PGA Frisco. It's where the PGA championship's at. Everybody loves Texas.
I think there are competition. We here in Columbus, we're kind of the exploding town here in the Midwest. They might be our competition.
Everybody's moving to Texas. Everybody likes Texas. Texas and kiss my ass.
No, they can.
I'm going to live and die and not go to Texas.
All right. My dear sirs.
I like watching dudes.
Your various renditions of Walker, I Have AIDS. I like how he put the comma in there. That's how he refers to it. How do we refer to our Walker Told Me I Have AIDS music? We need like a label for that. Like if we were going to put that like on the label, like how would we shorten that up? I like
would,
that kind of Walker, I Have AIDS.
We'd call it Walker Told Me I Have AIDS music.
Boy, that's a...
By Common Man and Timmy.
That's real original. He says, it's entertained me on my rides home in the afternoon to the point of tickling my funny bone, causing me to laugh out loud in my car, and other motorists at times think I'm amused by my antics. Could you see it in your heart to put out a CD or online site so I could enjoy all the variations at my leisure and possibly drive my wife crazy? I could see this as a charitable endeavor.
Yes.
$50 donation to AIDS research from
this
Thomas.
This is something that we've discussed. When we're done with this, when the football season starts and we have all our songs collected, we will release it in some way, whether it's a custom CD or maybe a little vinyl. Maybe we'll put something online you can download. And that would be a cool little thing if all the proceeds went to AIDS research.
I do think in the next segment we need to go back because we missed this early part of the week, the winning song from last week that moves on when we speak about this album, because we're coming up on Music Appreciation Friday this week, but we got to show people the tune from last week that was making it through, that's going to get on that album. And then we'll come up with some other ways to put more some of the non-winners, because we've had some that finished second and third that were still really, really good. We had the Motown song from week one.
I got to tell you, the Motown could be really good. The most requested song.
And it didn't win the week.
No, it didn't win the week.
What was it? The punk rock? Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the first week. It was the power punk.
Power punk.
That won. This one was won, the power punk.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine, and it's little visitor. You say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my friends, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
The most successful ones sometimes aren't the winners.
I still see that as the worthy winner for that first batch. I still do.
My wife's super mad at me.
For what?
Because she loves the Motown one.
Oh, loves it that much?
I can't believe that one didn't win.
Well, we'll have to put that one on the final product. Just because it didn't win its week, it doesn't mean there's not going to be, you know, some bonus tracks.
Rick Bonus.
I mean, I listen
we'll to get him to sing one.
I listen to The Stranger by Billy Joel, and then he comes out with the Legacy Edition. So he throws another 10 songs on the end of that.
I can't whistle.
You're not even whistling.
My mouth is dry. Whistling on the radio, Reimer. Mm-hmm. That's enough of that. Jake Diebler is in the running for a big-time recruit. Big time, baby. Shut up. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left lane still blocked off due to an accident westbound I-70 after State Route 256. Police over there on scene. And traffic stop and go southbound 71 between 5th and I-70, looking at a 5-minute delay there. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Fresh, fast, and made just for you, Fusion has your cravings covered. Build your perfect 10-piece sushi roll or create your go-to bowl. Keep it real, keep it fresh. Check them out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fans' family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and The Fan 3.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Common man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about Comer and Cross. So Comer and Cross, they come in and they give you the best looking garage floor in the history of the world. Maybe you're saying, Common man, I've done it and it looks like crap now. No. I did it too. And it also looked like crap. If you DIY'd it or you paid another company like $2,000 to come in here and throw some crap epoxy down, yes, it's going to pit and stain and crack and all that stuff. But
mess you up.
My friends at Comer and Cross, they guarantee that it's never going to chip. It's never going to crack. And it's not going to show tire lift or epoxy like paint ever, ever. First, they come in, they fix everything. All the imperfections in the concrete, they come and they fix it and they make it beautiful.
They do pre-work.
Then they put this solution down that they make. Chemicals they make. They don't buy the Chinese crap, okay? They make it and it seeps down into the concrete. And that's what you're going to give you, that hard seal.
Oh, that hard? You get a hard seal?
Hard seal.
Like seal when he joins a rock band?
You're not going to get any seepage. That's the problem, is that the current fly-by-night people that come and do your garage floor, they don't put the good chemicals down there, so the water that seeps in there, and then you get the cracks and the buckling, and it's bad.
No,
but Comer and Cross
holds
does none
that
of that.
Seal, so then you can just squeegee off if you have to.
They will even take the stuff out of the garage for you. If you're too lazy, they will do it for you. Call them today, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR, or go to comercross.com, comercross.com. Jake Diebler. He's in the running for a 5-star small forward. This is 2027 class. DeMarcus Henry.
Yeah, you know that last name, right? You know the relations right there.
6'7". He's out of Compass Prep in Arizona. And so he says he's going to consider Arkansas, BYU, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, North Carolina, Ohio State, and UConn. He is the son of the late Chris Henry. He is the older brother.
Younger.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yeah, his older brother is Chris Henry.
Chris Henry Jr., who's coming here, and he's going to be. He's already here. You saw what he did in the spring game, and we're really excited.
And his sister,
Sainey,
plays basketball
for the women's team.
For the women's team, the Buckeye women's team.
It's pretty good, right? I mean, that's
getting the Chris Henry family lineage.
That I would normally say, just because a sibling is on campus, that doesn't mean that much to me. I still am not going to say that makes it a lock and a done deal until we hear more details about it, where it's like, okay, final eight, but is Ohio State really just in the mix of those other, you know, classic basketball programs because his siblings are here? But when you have two siblings here, one playing for the world famous Buckeye football team and your sister is playing for the women's basketball team, so someone's even in the hoops program already, you can learn a lot from that. He can learn a lot about campus life and just quality of living here in Columbus and what he's able to do in this town.
Works against you.
It could.
Because this isn't a situation like Jet Harrison, where Jet Harrison comes in and his brother's gone, right? His brother was here, he had a legacy, but his brother's gone. So Jet comes in, and he's going to write his own ticket. He's going to be here by himself. The situation here is he would be here, class of 2027, while both his brother and sister are also on campus.
True, but
I don't... creating legacies for themselves. Does he want to share that with his siblings?
Some might view that as being a special thing, you know?
There
have been situations where you've seen lineage, and you've seen son or daughter go to the same school where mom or dad was famous. You've seen that before.
Yes, but they're not there at the same time as you.
No, of course not. But you are playing a different sport. So I get like Chris Henry Jr. is going to try to write a legacy as a football player. Sister's going to do it with women's basketball. You're not going to the football team. And even in that case, we've seen brothers play on the same football team. You know, you don't want to be like Alberto to Fernando Mendoza, if that's what you're getting at. You don't want to be the backup that's not able to do something. You want to get out there and play. Maybe it's a different position where you can also be a star defensive player, or star running back, whatever. But you're playing for the men's basketball team, and I don't know if we've all noticed, but we are looking like Anthony Thompson. If you want to come in here and average 24 points per game, be my guest. Like, go and do that. I don't care, you know, what scoring we have coming back with John Mobley and Amari Bynum. If you choose to be that awesome right away, go
right ahead.
Actually,
I was thinking maybe we should redshirt him.
And DeMarcus Henry, a year later, if Anthony Thompson still wants to stick around and he's awesome and you want to average 20 points per game too, guess what? I'll allow it.
You'll allow it?
I'll let you do it.
Okay.
He wants to average 25, you want to average 20.9, whatever. Go right ahead.
Thompson's already being projected to be a top 10 pick next year.
I hope so. I really hope so. What is your bar kind of for points per game? You think like 20 is a good over under, or is that too high right now?
I think it's too high.
That's too
because
high. I'm more
focused on Mobley and Bynum being the top two guys.
Like 16 ish.
That would be lovely. I was thinking about 15.
But just
15 or 14.
But just imagine for a minute if Buckeye basketball's third guy, kind of going off now on what hoops will do this year. If your third guy can be giving you that much of a scoring punch. When was the last time we had a situation like that where we could go three deep on like serious options? And I know you're banking on Amari Bynum taking a step too. So if I'm thinking it out, maybe John Mobley's the 20 game guy.
Yes.
And then you have two guys that on a given night could go for 20 or even 25.
But like averaging
but
that 18
in that
to 15.
16, in that 16 to 18 average as well.
Yeah. Don't forget you got LJ Smith too.
LJ Smith,
another
reclassifies. I'm worried about the five position, though. I'm worried about the center spot. Yelovich from Kentucky.
He's okay.
He's okay. Right. That's what I'm hearing. You told me this guy, Reimer, Mikey, he came back from a Buckeye basketball practice. We were working that day. It was on during the show. And he says to me, he says to the guy, Ivan Yagovin, it's the best player on the floor. Dominating. Ivan Yagovin.
He was
dominating, was the best player on the floor. I said, Reimer, you're high.
He was impacting both sides.
This is not a guy that I thought was going to last in the sport last season.
It was a completely different player.
Completely changed.
Yes. It was not the same Yagovin that I watched last year.
Who's he going up against? Yelovich?
Yelovich.
I don't know. I can't go by the...
Okay.
We saw Ivan, and he looks like a completely different dude this year. I will have to see that to believe that. I hope you're right.
We saw something last night that we've never seen before.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still an accident on westbound I-70 after State Route 256, the left lane blocked off. Police over there on scene. And westbound 670, traffic stop and go between Leonard and Neal Avenue, up to a 10-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Witt's Frozen Custard. Columbus, you know it's hot when it's Witt's time. Made fresh daily, their rich, creamy frozen custard is crafted every day for the freshest flavor possible. Cool off, grab your favorite, and get to Witt's Frozen Custard today. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. At Wimbledon, British wildcard Arthur Ferry continues his Cinderella run, stunning number 9 seed Flavio Cavoli in straight sets. The 23-year-old will now advance to his first Grand Slam semifinal. In baseball, Cincinnati looks to even the series against the Phillies tonight at 7:10 with Chase Burns getting the start. For Cleveland, the Guards will try to stop a 3-game slide tonight at 7:40 as Slade Ciccone takes the mound against the Twins. In other baseball news, Justin Verlander, who has amassed 3 Cy Young Awards, 2 World Series championships, and an MVP award in what undoubtedly is a Hall of Fame career, announced earlier this afternoon that he'll retire at the end of the 2026 season. This update sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property, called John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It's a good clean Wednesday. Send us an email. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We'll get to those in a second. You know, we saw something last night, or maybe you didn't see it. Why would you see it? It's the Mets and the Royals, for God's sake.
Dude, the whole, you're going to say something about it. The whole game was just ridiculous. The whole
game. Yes, the game itself was ridiculous. But what we had in the game, Tyler Tolbert plays for the Royals. All right, this is a guy who's had like a cup of coffee at the big league level.
No, if you're not following baseball and on a fantasy team, you don't even know who he is.
No, if you're on a fantasy team, you don't know who this guy is.
If you're from Kansas City, you probably don't know
who he is. He played 7 minor league seasons and averaged .247 in the minor leagues. It's not like this guy was some big up-and-comer. Oh, my God, he's fine. Oh, Tyler Tolbert's here. Let's get our Royals tickets. This was a guy that was in the 9 hole before this streak started. And the streak was 12 consecutive at-bats with a hit. 12 consecutive at-bats with a hit.
Unbelievable. And that's a major league record.
Yes!
That's a major
happened before. You think of all the names. All the names in the history of the game. How about
Mantle,
this?
Ruth. All of them.
He also had
DiMaggio.
Back-to-back 5-hit games, obviously, because you've had 12 hits in consecutive at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
The list of players in Major League Baseball history with back-to-back 5-hit games is Hi Myers from the Brooklyn Robins in 1917.
Oh, my God. How do you spell Hi?
H-I.
H-I, okay.
Hi Myers and a guy named Roberto Clemente.
Oh, my God.
With the 1970 Pirates. And then now Tyler Tolbert joins them in consecutive 5-hit games, and no one is with him with the at-bats in consecutive, or hits in consecutive at-bats.
He does have one double and 2 home runs included with this. So it's not like he's just getting singles every time. I think he had an infield single.
That was the last one.
Was an infield single.
Who cares,
you,
man?
You would think that you've got to have something like that to have a streak like this go on, but to have a double, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs mixed in with all that, and now his numbers are just ridiculous. He's batting almost .400 because he doesn't have a lot of at-bats under his belt. He came up and played in 64 games last year, but only had 50 at-bats. So think about like that kind of spot time where his at-bats didn't even reach the number of games that he played in. So he was really getting in there, probably pinch running in some situations. And then in 2026 here, he's only played in 32 games, 48 at-bats. But this is insane. So he's hitting lifetime .337 so far.
Before the streak, he was a .200 hitter, and now his average for the season is .396.
Almost .400.
.396.
Yeah. Hitting almost .400. The other thing in this game, let me tell you about this dude, Seelinger, the pitcher that they just called up. He's a New York Met, all right? And SNY was doing a bunch of stuff about him. And, oh my God, I'll have an update to this. But SNY was doing a bunch of stuff about Matt Seelinger, right? Like the stories that you look for when it's the dog days of summer. The beautiful things, the romantic. Yeah, Matt Seelinger. Matt Seelinger.
Okay.
All right, Matt Seelinger. He's 31 years old.
Matt Terwilliger?
Yeah. He's been in the minors for 9 years. This is a guy that's never getting out of minor league baseball. Those guys exist. Go watch Bull Durham. You get your Crash Davises, even though he made it to the show. 22 days. Greatest 22 days of my life, right? But there's been minor league guys that even make it to double, triple A. That's all they're going to be. Like, that's all they're ever going to get to. It would take something even crazier. You think they're
rare,
that, they're that
rare,
close
though,
to the majors, but they're not going to sniff it. There are those guys.
To
yeah.
be in your 30s.
Mm-hmm. And still doing
and still doing it, because most organizations have cut bait. They want a younger guy
and you
to take your spot.
And you honestly, you can't make a great living and create a great life for yourself financially.
Right. So most guys just give up.
When you're still in the minor leagues. Yeah. Because it's not the most glamorous life. I mean, if you know, we think about it for those of us that have never played professional sports, and you think how amazing that would be, even just to say that you were a minor league baseball player. I do think that would be kind of cool. But he got his day and got called up to the Mets. And he's a Long Island guy. He grew up going to Mets games. He's from 20 minutes away from where Shea and Citi Field sits
so
right
everyone
now.
Everyone he's ever
Every,
known.
He said the whole island
is
yeah.
coming to this game.
They're like, oh, man.
To watch you.
Who's coming to the game? Oh,
31
all
years
of Long
old.
Island.
Yeah. 31 years yep. old, never played in the bigs before. Long Island guy pitching for the Mets. Beautiful.
We get to the game against the Royals. This crazy game where Tolbert had his deal, right? And they throw him into this game when it's 9-9, right? Big time game, tie game.
Well, it's not a big time game. Both these teams suck.
Both these teams suck. But
yeah.
Big moment, right?
Big moment for that game.
Think about my game. It's a tie game. Think this is the biggest game in the world. It's my first ever, you know, appearance in a Major League Baseball game. This is what you want, right?
Your second grade teacher's in the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Gets up, claps for you.
Mayhem here. I got to, you know, the Royals are going crazy now. They've got 9 runs on the board. Let's stop the bleeding. What happens? He lasts an inning, gives up 4 hits, 7 earned runs, 4 walks, and he's booed right out of the place. That's how it went for old Seelinger last night. That's so Mets for this season and what this organization. Hey, it's not like they're not spending money, but they just can't get it done. And that's how it happened.
What do you think,
for
Rick
this
Pitino?
Guy?
Yeah, inside, I want to kill myself.
They're not going to make any Disney movies about that.
I can't imagine. I'm reading over these tweets and the story, and I'm wondering, like, how is this, I say young man, but how is this middle-aged man going to carry on after that? Are you going to side with the part where, you know, I kind of know who I've been. I kind of know what I am. I don't have the greatest stuff. That's why I've been a minor league pitcher. I'm not throwing upper 90s. I'm not an unhittable dude. But, you know, I've lasted this long. I like to think that when I'm on, I can place the ball pretty well. When my stuff's working, I know how to get guys out. I know how to get guys to keep the ball on the ground and let my fielders do the work. No, he was just getting shellacked. Right from
Imagine
Jump Street.
You have the conversation. You tell the story to your grandkids. You're an old man. Little Timmy?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about hard work and perseverance. Okay?
Yeah.
I know you're frustrated sometimes. You're not the best kid out there in the playground, but I'll tell you about your good old grandpa here. I played minor league baseball.
Oh, you did? That's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I played minor league baseball for 11 years.
Did you ever make it to the major leagues,
Well, I'll
Grandpa?
Tell you what. I worked hard, kept my head down, did my job, and then one day, sonny boy, that call came.
Wow.
That call came. I was 31 years old, and I was pitching for my favorite team, the New York Mets.
You played in a game for the New York Mets?
I did. I played over there at Citi Field. All right, the same place that I've taken you to a baseball game, I once stood on that mound.
Did you strike everybody out?
And all my hard work and determination got me to that point. That's not important. What I did once I got to the major leagues. The whole point of the story is that I worked hard
and I persevered.
But what happened in that game, Grandpa? Was it amazing?
Actually,
were you
funny,
incredible?
It's funny you say that. I was so memorable in that game that they never let me pitch again. They said, you can never top what you did in that game. And so it was just that one game. It was so special. They never let me pitch again.
Never hit the ball out of the infield.
Would kill some man to go that far.
What happened to him today?
He got DFA'd. That's it. He won't get a rebound chance.
So,
I can't imagine, like, you get there. This wasn't a Moonlight Graham situation. I referenced Field of Dreams. He pops in last game of the season. He just plays right field, and he's just dying to get his mittens on the bat. He just wants to feel the baseball bat in his hands and step in the batter's box. Whether he strikes out or gets a foul tip, that's always going to be good for Moonlight Graham. That was going to be it for him. He's going to get thrown back to the minors. He's going to start his career in medicine. This guy, they let him stand up there all inning. They said, no, you take it. You let these fans know how much you suck. It's almost mean when you think about it.
Glad so many people came to watch you, because maybe they can give you a job today.
They put him up there and he just got relentlessly
Maybe you can
hammered.
Shovel some mulch. How about that?
That's what he's going to be doing. My God.
Have you seen the musical lineup for the Ohio State Fair? I got to tell you, Timmy, it's not a bad collection of
not
musical
bad.
Greats. We're gonna discuss it.
We might have to go.
Let's not get carried away.
There's got to be some way.
I'll go to eat fried butter
or something, or you can kind of watch the stuff, but stay away from all the
stay
people.
Stay in a bubble. Who's in that little igloo over there? It's just Common Man and Timmy.
It's our fair bubble.
They got air conditioning. It's clear.
Don't touch
the bubble. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
In Fairfield County, there is an accident on westbound US 33 that's over at Sharp Road, and eastbound I-70 traffic a little slow between James and State Route 256, up to a 10-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance, and that's why I have a care plan with Care Heating and Cooling. They're frequently giving your system the once-over to prevent problems from even happening. So when it's hot out and your neighbor's pounding on your front door begging for mercy because their AC took a crap, you can stand in the window and laugh and laugh and maybe sip some lemonade and pretend to put on a sweater because it's almost too comfortable in your house. Really rub it in. That's what neighbors are for. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Replay this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
Holy Buckeye. This week it's the 2002 edition of Ohio State at Purdue.
Hear Buckeye Replay this Saturday at 1 p.m. on The Fan.
Fan weather
from the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, looking at Thursday across central Ohio, we've got some dry, sunny conditions early and then a 30% chance of rain, couple of storms in the afternoon. High temperatures around 89 degrees on Friday. 70% chance of rain, couple of thunderstorms mixed in, and highs in the middle 80s. Some of that moisture may last into Saturday morning, then turning drier in the afternoon on Saturday, but a 50% chance of rain and even a thunderstorm, highs in the middle 80s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy?
Mike?
You know about the low T?
I know about the low T because I had the low T.
So did I. When guys get into their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. It happens gradually, and then before you know it, your pee-pee falls off, you grow a vagine, and that's it.
You're saying that in, with a cadence like it's a good thing, then, before you know it. Like, it's going to be great. Good. No, it's bad.
Maybe you have a decrease in libido. You're putting on weight. You're less productive at the gym. You don't know where the gym is. Sleep is poor. You're sad or depressed. Those are all symptoms of listening to this show and low T. So I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. A licensed medical provider will test you, review your results with you, discuss your options. And if you decide right there to sign up for testosterone treatment, the $99 appointment fee, waived.
Gone, baby. Just like your low numbers.
That's right.
Gone.
Call them today. 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
All right, so we had to talk about this Ohio State Fair that's coming up. It's fair season. And
3 weeks from today is when the fair starts.
Bear with me because I could blend this in. I swear I had one. It wasn't first in my hopper. Okay. You have a little thing ready for me?
I have it. What?
No. I was going to blend in a good clean email because it's on this subject line.
Go ahead.
My meat's on a sticks.
He's the senior hurler.
Says it's officially fair season. Mike, I know you can't think of anything worse to do than walk around from place to place in 95-degree weather with sweaty, sacky, and thousands of people around.
That's right.
We discussed our little bubble thing we could create. So I have to know, when was the last time you went to any sort of festival or fair in your life, whether it was for family or your wife, when you were a kid? And did you ever have a remotely good time?
No.
Not once.
I always hated it. As a matter of fact, I have had a good time at the fair because what they do, what they used to do, I don't know if they still do, my invitation's gotten lost, is they would have a special day and time for media members to come out and enjoy some of the fair food at a different time.
They still do that, but yes, they have our invitations through the years.
I've just been uninvited.
Because
maybe
I've
it was
done
the time
this before.
I showed up without pants on. And they said, well, that's it for that guy.
I remember going out there, and this might have been 3-ish years ago. I didn't go last year. Again, invitations getting lost now that I joined this show. And 10TV had their setup, and Bob Taylor was out there. We had recruited our production guy, Bob Taylor, who does a lot of the commercial spots that you hear on our station. He's heavy in the PSA game right now. So he was out there, and he had his video camera. You know, he kind of freelances with the video. And he was shooting a bunch of stuff for them for the fair. And I was kind of walking around with Bob, and I'd sampled some of the food. And we went to the old butter exhibit.
Uh-huh.
They do a lot of the butter stuff.
Butter cow.
They did the Urban Meyer butter several years back.
He was massaging a cracky.
Grinding?
Yeah.
Or cracky? Mm-hmm. Cracky massaging? How much butter do you think is up there? How much? What, we got like ounces of butter in a 6-foot-tall mannequin?
Ounces?
Yeah,
butter.
How do they measure?
There's pounds. What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Ounces small.
Is it the same? Can they get that to be the same weight as Urban Meyer? Or is it going to be way more dense when it's all said and done, when they mold it to what it is?
Well, ultimately, you know, I don't know.
Will that be like a few hundred pounds?
Now we're really debating the skeletal integrity of an Urban Meyer butter statue. This is what we're doing here.
I mean, it's like in Breaking Bad. You had the water and the methylamine.
I got it.
Was not quite the same weight.
Can we talk about the concert schedule now so I have it in front of me? So 3 weeks from today, Styx will perform.
I've seen this one.
With special guest Don Felder.
Don Felder, an Eagle himself.
From the Eagles, Don Felder, he of the great guitar solo on Hotel California.
Absolutely. He would play, didn't Felder specialize in that double neck? I believe he had the double neck guitar. Some of the old performances that you'll watch where he's, you know, him and Joe Walsh are going back and forth playing that great riff.
Also making a return to the fair is Nelly. He's been at the fair before. He'll be there Tuesday, August 4th.
Country Grammar? Rhymer? You know about Nelly?
Yes.
No, you don't
know anything.
You're lying. One song.
Yes. Yeah.
So hot.
Just a dream.
Huh?
Just a dream.
What's that?
It was only just a dream.
It may be a Nelly song.
Maybe,
you and I don't know.
Maybe that's one that I don't
I was
going to
say, we don't know. Weird Al Yankovic will also be there.
Weird Al?
Alison Krauss in Union Station. I dig her. King Plus Country. Don't know them. Now here's what I do know. Blues Traveler.
Oh, baby.
Gin Blossoms.
Oh, my God.
And Spin Doctors.
I believe those three are all grouped together.
Of course they're grouped together.
They're grouped together. They're doing a show.
If you like one of those, you like all three of those.
Oh, my God.
There's no one who says, you know what? Spin Doctors, fine. Blues Traveler, can take them or leave them. No. You like them all.
They're all fantastic. Blues Traveler, I was listening to the their one great album, the one with the cat on the cover, Four. I was listening to that last week. It's a fantastic album. It's not just the first number, the one that got all the radio play.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
No, I contend.
You contend.
Yeah, I'm just waiting.
Blackout.
I contend.
You contend.
Run Around got all the radio play. Run Around, fine song.
Stand is the better song. Stand.
I say Hook is the best song.
Tragedy. Hook. Yeah, Hook's great too.
The Hook brings you back.
I'm telling you no lies.
Got that electric harmonica.
Oh, it's
How's
so
Popper
good.
Doing? Because
Is Popper fat again?
Popper
he got thin.
Was fat, right? And then he had the bariatric surgery, got very thin, but then, yeah, fatty again.
That's dangerous, though, because you might bulge right out.
I know. Him and Carney Wilson just explode right out of their skin.
I don't like Carney. Looking at Carney Wilson.
Carney did the same thing.
I know. You got to be careful. If you get that, your skin sucked in. You can't blow back up. You'll pop right out of it. You look like you're wearing an Egger suit and Men in Black. It's
anyway,
no good.
It's a good lineup.
No,
like
that's
that, lineup.
That is fantastic.
Bailey Zimmerman. I don't know who Bailey Zimmerman is.
I don't know either. I don't know either. Nelly could be fun, though, because around the turn of the century, when I was, you know, I listened to some Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Eminem was big, and Nelly was one of those other guys coming up out of St. Louis and from the Lou, and I'm proud. Yeah, so I can get the stopping in my Air Force Ones. Big boy, get the stopping in my Air Force Ones. Say, give me Tupper. I need Tupper. So I get the stopping in my Air Force One.
This is the perfect opportunity now to reveal our winner from last week's Walker Told Me I Got AIDS.
Yes, I've been waiting for this because I missed the batch.
I got to tell
week.
You, it was pretty close. But, you know, I gathered up all the thoughts. I polled the girls at home. They always give me their thoughts on the songs as well. And it was close. A lot of people like the Barbershop Quartet. I know you enjoyed the Barbershop Quartet.
That aired
last week.
Can I, even if it's not the winner, will you?
It's not the winner.
Play it for
but
me,
I will
please.
Play it for you.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine, and it's little visitor now. Adawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Very good.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't win.
Oh, no.
The winner from last week is our hip-hop version.
And how you doing, little partner? Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adawayoli is how you say it in Cherokee. Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS. Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now you tell me that fair wouldn't be packed if we had somebody performing all these songs, the Walker songs, at the Ohio State Fair.
What would you give me if I could play my own rendition of Walker Told Me I Have AIDS
but you can't,
on the acoustic?
You can't, and it would suck. You know who's big on the acoustic guitar?
Jeff Rimmer.
Jeff Rimmer!
Plays a mean campfire acoustic.
Oh, I'm going to play a little ditty. And then we'll make some s'mores right there, Timmy.
I'm going to play an Elton John song. It's called Piano Man.
Me and Bobby Orr. That's right. We're going to do it. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Crews are still working to clear an earlier accident in Fairfield County on westbound U-33 that was over at Sharp Road, and eastbound North Outer Belt traffic is stop and go. A 25-minute delay between 71 and State Route 161. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Pros save more on what you need to get the job done right. Right now at Lowe's, get 15% off select custom entry and interior doors. Plus, save $80 on a DeWalt 20-volt Max 2 tool combo kit. Now just $169. Valid through 7/8. While supplies last, selection varies by location. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Hello, Wolfgang here from my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but we're in the middle of a super El Nino, and it's causing all kinds of problems in my native Germany with super hot temperatures. When it gets too hot, Wolfgang's undercarriage breaks out into a rash. That's no good for Wolfgang. And then I have to have neighborhood children rub ointment on me in very hard-to-reach places. Make sure your central AC is running in tip-top shape by calling Care Heating and Cooling. If you wait until something actually breaks, you die. Not really, but you die on the inside. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. This accent has taken a crap. Well, you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Rimmer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good. Rims, because we're talking to you, and the last time we talked to you was Get Out on the Ledge Day, and didn't look like things were going to turn out well between Zach Werenski and the Blue Jackets, and who the hell knows, they still may not. But right after we got off the phone with you, then we had the joint statement from Don Waddell and Zach Werenski. So it's been a week since we've had that drama now. Give me your thoughts on where things stand.
Well, obviously a lot was blown out of proportion. And if you remember last week, my comments before even the release from Werenski and Waddell became public, I told you that the agent had a lot to do with this. And over the last week, I have talked to a number of people, agents included, and players. And I really believe the problem generated from the miscommunication from the agent himself. And I'll tell you, I have reached out to Werenski since. He's not doing any media. I asked him on your behalf. I think at some point he will talk to you, Mike. But I can tell you that he's quite relieved, and there was the miscommunication along the way. And I think now we can look forward to both Werenski and Marchenko being at training camp, and hopefully the Blue Jackets will have the kind of season that all this nonsense will go away.
All right, let's talk about Marchenko in a second, but I want to go back to Werenski, because you said this is all blown out of proportion. But the fact is, Rims, Don Waddell had a trade that he brought to Zach Werenski and said, we'd like to trade you, right?
That's correct. But the communication, most of the communication came from the agent. Now, Don Waddell has indicated that even before it was announced that he had won the Norris Trophy, the two sat down, and I'm talking about now Waddell and Werenski, and they had a great lunch and a great discussion. And then everything, as I said, went south from that point.
Jeff, do you think that Zach is going to be a long-term Blue Jacket, or are we going to do the same song and dance next offseason?
I'm hopeful the Jackets will have the kind of season that we all have expected them to have, and there won't be a blip at the end of the season when it looks like what did they have with a couple 3 weeks left of the season? They had a 90% chance to make it to the postseason, and then the wheels fell off, winning just what, two or three games of their final 12 final dozen games, and it cost them a playoff spot. But I'm telling you, if we can see the improvement in this team moving forward, this will all become a moot point.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. So Jeff, what are the reasons then? If we break this down, what will be the reasons that next year's team will be better than this one that we just saw just miss out on the postseason? With what they've done in the offseason, why are we going to be better?
Well, I don't have a crystal ball, but I expect Nichushkin to have an impact and a positive one at that. I expect to see the improved play, and it's really needed, of Kent Johnson. I expect a bounce back year from, obviously, a guy that had a disappointing season in his own right, and Monahan, and he's certainly capable of playing the way he did 2 years ago, and then continued improvement from some of the young guys and continued work and leadership from Zach Werenski.
We've seen the walk back from Zach Werenski. We have not seen anything from Kirill Marchenko that he wants to walk his thoughts back. But you still think that there's a chance that he comes back?
Well, he'll be here. Don Waddell's already indicated he'll be at training camp. And he's still got one season left on his contract. And then he becomes a restricted agent, or a restrictive player. Has an opportunity to sign an extension at that point. In fact, he can sign an extension before that. And I think some of the work, again, I go back to the agent. I go back to what I said last week. This agent has suggested in the past with other players, he likes to push the envelope. So I think that there'll be some discussions along the way with Waddell and Marchenko's camp, and hopefully they can come to an agreement and this thing goes away as well.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Byers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
You know, I always do, and the Byers Volkswagen, they're right there, as you point out, by the airport, fully stocked inventory, ready for immediate delivery. They are, without a fact, Central Ohio's oldest and most trusted Volkswagen dealer. You get your best deal on a new VW from our knowledgeable and friendly factory-trained folks that are there to assist you in whatever needs you have. They're factory-trained brand specialists. It's easy to get to. Byers Imports, by the airport, easy to deal with. They have been in service since 1897. Hamilton Road, by the airport, where they dare you to compare. Byers Imports.
The Flyers are taking a shot. They're trying to sign Leo Carlson. He's a restricted free agent. They're trying to make him the highest paid player in the NHL. And there are rumors that if they can't land him, they're going to throw a bunch of money at Adam Fantilli. What do you read? How do you read this situation?
I think you're going to find, much as we heard today, Hayton, who signed an offer sheet with New Jersey, the Utah Mammoth forward, though today the Utah matched it, so he's making better than $4 million, and he returns to the Mammoth. So I suspect here by Friday at 3 o'clock, you'll have the Anaheim Ducks, who it's really tough to replace a player of Carlson's caliber. This kid could be one of the top handful of players in the National Hockey League. Four first-round draft picks just won't cut it, and I expect you'll see him re-sign or accepted by Anaheim and make those $18 million a year over the next five seasons while playing for the Ducks.
Jeff, what are your overall thoughts on Fantilli, though? I mean, because depending on what that money looks like, if we get to an offer sheet point, I mean, I think you have to keep the guy here. Like, he's a foundational player. Whether you wanted to
has
have a better season,
to be a foundation
has
player.
The ability. He got a little bit better this last year. We might have wanted to see him get even better than that, though. His goal scoring dropped a little bit, but he picked it up in other areas. He improved overall and logged 82 games, two straight years. So there's some good stuff there that says about his toughness. But what do you see with him? Like, how good is Adam Fantilli's peak going to be, Jeff?
Again, you're asking me to look into the crystal ball. He is an exceptional player. He will be a number one center on this club for a long time. And I suspect that you'll hear here in the coming weeks, or certainly at some point, that He has signed an extension. And as far as offer sheets are concerned, yeah, there's been some suggestion that maybe if the Flyers lose out on Carlson, they'll turn their attention to Fantilli. I'm told that's not going to be the case. And even if it is the case, Waddell has already indicated that they will match any offer.
All right, let's do some name dropping, Rims. What do you got? Anything?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because guess what I got in my hot little hands here? Actually got it on Friday, just before the holiday week.
He got the book.
I got, well, it's not the final edition, but it's an advanced copy. It's a reader's copy, and it gives me an opportunity, as I have over the holiday weekend, gone from cover to cover and finding some little errors and other spots that we want to improve. I went through the index because I knew you'd say, okay, how about some name dropping? So who's the first name in the index, beginning with the letter A?
Who's the first name?
Beginning with the letter A.
First name or last name?
Last name. Last name.
Last name.
He's on page 41.
Tony Almonte.
No. Nice guess. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's a good name, Jeff. Yeah. That's a good name. I'll give you that.
He's on page 41. Now, who's the last name with the letter Z? Last name.
Letter Z.
Dr. Zaius
from Planet of the Apes?
Actually, I have a couple of choices here. And, both are former Jackets.
Z.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't think of the last name that starts with Z. I don't know. Jeff, tell us.
Nikolai Zverev. How could you forget?
Oh, Nikolai Zverev. Yeah.
But he's not last. There's another one after him.
Another former Jacket?
Another former Jacket. In fact, he's won two Stanley Cups back-to-back.
What? Who are we missing? Who is it, Rims?
Bill Zito.
Oh, Biz. See, when you say former Jacket, I'm thinking about someone who played.
Right. Well, he's a former Jacket. Anyway, I can find Riccardotti. Let me see here. Where is Riccardotti? I have to go to R, right?
Yeah, I'm under R.
Unless he's under man.
Mike Riccardotti. Yes, there you are, starting on page 159.
Wow, it's almost 200 pages into the book before you get dropped.
Well, I mean, I have to be,
the story has to be set.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens in Rimmer's life before I pop in.
By the way,
there's a chapter, name dropping. And guess who was the originator of that great idea?
Him.
Mike Riccardotti.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's the name of a chapter in the book?
Name dropping.
No. Name dropping, not Mike Riccardotti.
that's what I meant, Jeff. I know the chapter's not Mike Riccardotti.
I could have written a chapter on Mike alone, but some of it would be...
No, I think that's cool, though, that you had a chapter called Name Dropping.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rims. Yeah. I'm excited to read it.
It's only going to be a little over a month and a half. We'll be in Columbus for the launch, and you'll be there front and center.
I'll be there. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
The left two lanes now blocked off from a vehicle fire westbound North Outer Belt. That's at the Westerville exit and 71 right between there. About a 20-minute delay right now from 161. Also look out for emergency crews there on scene. And southbound East Outer Belt, right two lanes blocked from a disabled vehicle between Hamilton and East Broad. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Man, Timmy, happy hump day to you.
Let me ask you a question. So I saw the U.S. and Belgium drew 30 million people on Fox. Mm-hmm. That's the most watched soccer telecast ever.
Yeah, I believe it.
In this country. And that's not even like the Deportes, any of that.
Apparently they've been like the Telemundo.
Yeah,
it's got a Spanish-speaking television that are broadcasting the World Cup games have been siphoning off a lot of the American viewership. And Fox is like out of their mind mad about it. Like up to 20%.
So English speakers are choosing to go watch it on Telemundo.
Oh, correct. You haven't at least tested that?
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Great fun.
Terrific.
You need to
treat yourself to it.
I encourage you.
Do they have Mexican Alexi Lalas too saying stupid things?
No, but they've Fox has gotten so mad because they've signed Owen Wilson to do sponsorship deals and he doesn't speak any Spanish.
Oh, hey,
and he's not even doing Spanish commercials. It's just in English for the English speaking fans. It's a big rift between TV networks.
That's when
right
countries
now
come together and they play soccer.
Oh, wow.
And they have a good time. You might refer to it as a hopa.
Is that your Owen Wilson impersonation?
It's really
no
bad.
No, it's terrible.
All right,
really
sorry. Bad.
Maybe the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Ka-chow.
But 30 million people, so it's a big audience, and I see everybody throwing Christian Pulisic under the bus.
As they should.
Right, and that's what I was going to ask you.
He sucked.
Are we being too hard on Christian Pulisic?
No, he was anointed the Golden Boy 8 years ago. He was going to bring this generation of American soccer into greatness. He missed the World Cup in his first cycle. That's not his problem. He wasn't like a leader on this team. He wasn't an elder statesman. They crashed out 4 years ago in Qatar, and then he had 11 touches. All of them were bad, and then he went off injured in like the 50th minute. No, yeah.
Before he had an injury in this tournament, and then in this game that mattered the most, even before the injury that took him out, he was just hot garbage.
Yeah, and even like in the lead up to it, he's like, it's just another tournament.
It's not.
You're ever going to play in a World Cup in your home nation, and you go out after 55 minutes.
Some people also questioned that kind of mindset afterwards. You probably saw the comment where they were, asking him, how's the injury? Yeah, it stinks. But plenty of time to heal now.
Now I can rest.
Now it's good. Yeah, now I can rest. And people took that that's what you have to say? That's it?
It's like a Jay Cutler injury in the NFC Championship game. I'm fine now.
Ugh.
I'm good. I'll pull myself out of the game, coach.
Was he smoking a heater on the sidelines,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Meanwhile, Philip Rivers is out there with a torn ACL.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
I
had a question.
How they interview him?
To Austin on the show last night, because we were talking about the TV ratings for this U.S. game against Belgium. 30 million people. Astonishing amount of people.
Yeah.
Over or under that amount of people that watched the World Cup final? 30 million in this country. I know it's going to be bigger worldwide, but as far as Nielsen ratings go,
under.
Under.
Agreed. I was on the under.
For sure. Under.
And Austin's like, might be 50 million if France and Argentina. I'm like,
no chance.
No way.
Not a chance.
No way.
It'll be a good number, like a good, healthy number. I might say north of 20 million. I don't think it's going to reach 30.
No.
I'll be watching. I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what. I was sad that there was no soccer today.
I was in a dark place today.
You're in a dark place every day.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know what to do with my hands today.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
Guys, coming up on the show tonight, Jay-Z is with me. We're going to check in actually with Austin Ward coming up here at 6:17. And I was doing some research today on Jeremiah Smith, and he could walk out statistically as Ohio State's greatest wide receiver of all time.
Absolutely, he
and
could.
It's not going to be that hard.
He doesn't even need an insane season. No. It just needs to be another good north of 1,000 yards. Do you see his little response to that, like, incorrect NIL?
Just laughing emojis. What? Just,
Mike, someone put out, like, there's a bunch of BS, as you are aware, on social media.
There is?
Someone made it look like an article that was saying, Jeremiah Smith has decided to take no NIL money. None. None this year, so it can better the rest of the team. Jeremiah himself retweeted just with laughing emojis.
I was going to say, that's nice of him. That's right. Nice.
What a good, clean boy.
Yeah. Actually, that is not correct.
Me? I'm not doing that. I'm worth like $7 million this year.
Maybe more.
Buckeyes Show, Beamer and Justin Zwick coming up top of the hour. Back page. Let's do it.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Good Clean Wednesday. Email box is always there. Goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Tyler says, my GCBs. You guys always talk about 90s rock bands that you listen to. Are there new bands or artists that you guys listen to? And then asks, have we ever heard of Red Wanting Blue? A local band from Columbus/Athens. I have not heard of them.
No, that's
either
that's
you guys heard of them?
That's an active band?
Says yeah, active. Yeah.
Active? Look my favorite up. Central Ohio band right now is called Palette Knife. My guys.
Sounds like something T-Bone is listening to.
No, they're very like like mid 2000s, like light emo. No, not like that. No.
Palette Knife.
Palette Knife. Palette
Knife. I'm going to give him a shot. Right.
I'm looking at this picture of Red Wanting Blue. We might like him. The first image I see is them standing in corn. That's like they're...
with a K?
No.
Why are they...
Yeah, they're standing around corn. He's going...
Why is them standing
I don't
in a field of corn
they,
make you want to listen to it?
They're in the cornfield.
There he is. Reimer. Thanks a lot, Jacob.
The first single is just called Guests in Our Corn.
That's our corn out there is track two. Another one, my guys. It wasn't that long ago I heard you guys share thoughts on autograph etiquette. Is there a scenario that you would find yourself wanting an autograph as an adult? And who is the last one you ever got? That from Jen.
Thanks, Jen in Winters. Person, no. If it's like a collectible memorabilia thing... yeah, because I have like autographed guitars and stuff in the house. Yeah, I've got some stuff like that. But as far as like waiting in line and asking a grown man to sign my thing,
I can't do that.
I'd like to meet someone, maybe shake their hand, tell them that I'm a big fan and get a picture. But
Dan Hampton.
Well, I was a kid.
Dan Hampton story.
I was out at the Memorial Tournament a few years ago, walking around during a practice round, following Sam Burns before he became the Sam Burns that we know.
Hey, Burnsy.
And he threw me an autographed ball. And I'm like, I don't want
this. Well, that's fine. He just
nice. And then there was a kid who walked up 2 minutes later. I'm like, Sam Burns just gave me this ball. You take it.
Good for you. That's a good move.
You take it.
That's a good move out of you.
He said, Sam is my daddy.
The last one I ever did, I told the story very quickly. So I just started working here. And it was honestly very cool for me to know that I was going to be near a guy like Jim Lachey. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to know him and realize what a genuine nice person he is, that was awesome for me. Like watching those teams growing up, remembering watching the Super Bowl when we were on our family trip at Disney World and they won that. That was a great moment. So I had an office hat and I was like, this is very, like, I'm really embarrassed to do this. Really stupid. But I got this hat. Like I keep it at my desk. Would you mind? He was like, oh yeah, sure, Tim. Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that's a good hat. What is that? The Reebok edition there. So he signs it. And right after this, our old program director, Jay Taylor, just comes bursting out of his office. Oh, it's Jim Lachey signing stuff right now? Oh, I got a Detroit Lions thing that I want him to sign. Jay, he didn't play for them.
I remember him.
That makes no sense. Maybe if it was a Chargers poster, I could give it to you.
You should have had him do it.
Oh, he did.
He's still handing the Lions thing?
Jim's such a nice guy.
I don't know if it was that, but it was something. He got something signed. I'm like, Jay, you don't have to do that. I just wanted one autograph. I was embarrassed. I'll put him on the spot now.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
And earlier, vehicle fires got the left two lanes blocked off westbound on the North Outer Belt. That's over at the Westerville exit, State Route 3. 15-minute delay back from 161. And a new accident on Henderson Road at Olentangy River Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through urban design and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/vision-zero. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan.
Hey, how you doing? Your favorite golfer here for Care Heating and Cooling. You know, I spent a lot of my time outside on the golf course, but what you don't know about me is that inside my house, I like it cold, like an igloo. And the only people that can make my house igloo-like are my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. As a matter of fact, as I read this commercial, I look over to my left and my lovely wife, Barb, is wearing a parka inside right now. It's 95 degrees outside, but she's all bundled up and we can see our breath indoors just the way I like it. So if you like your house feeling like an igloo, call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. Yeah.